Dead in Kimathi University of Technology Faculty of Engineering Master of EN Industrial Engineering and Management. B. Maintenance Timing Optimization, a case of East Africa Portland. CNT Company, APC. By Thrini Imunda. Wani Imunda Joseph. Thesis by Dr. Muchery Peter Ng apostrophe ANG apostrophe A. Prof. Lillian Pintalone. March 2014. Thesis submitted in partial fulfillment of the requirements for the award of the Masters of Science degree in Industrial Engineering and Management at Dedham Kimathi University of Technology. Declaration. I declare that this thesis is my original work and has never been presented to this institution or to any other institution for examination or for any other purpose. Name, WM4I30, WCNFGF E8, IF. Certification. I certify that the above-mentioned student carried out the work detailed in this report under my supervision. Name, IN1. Sign. Et. OV/VIF. Sign, name, 1. Acknowledgement. This thesis could not have been realized without the support of the following: the Almighty God for the gift of life, guidance and wisdom to ensure the academic tenacity required to successfully complete this proposal. Secondly, I would like to extend my earnest gratitude to my supervisors Dr. Peter Muchery and Professor Lillian Pintalone for his constant encouragement, counsel and invaluable guidance. I would also like to express my thanks to Professor Ikua for his continual inputs throughout this thesis, also for his invaluable guidance and feedback in the completion of this report. I owe a debt of gratitude to all my classmates for their moral support and intellectual guidance shared during the research percent. End goes to the M. My sincere acknowledgement goes to the Maintenance Department of the East African Portland Cement, APC, for offering secondary data to me. My special thanks go to Mr. Jeff Adombogo for agreeing to take part in. Lastly, I would like to recognize the role played by all teaching and non-teaching staff of Kimathi University College of Technology for their support, splendid ideas and guidance during this program. Abstract. Due to intense global competition and increasing demands from stakeholders, companies are striving to improve and optimize their productivity in order to stay competitive. The performance and competitiveness of manufacturing companies is dependent on the reliability and availability of their production facilities. Therefore, it is the objective of the maintenance department to maximize the machine availability. The use of effective maintenance policies is one of the methods that have been used in other manufacturing organizations. However, the main issue in maintenance policy optimization is in determining the optimal time to carry out a maintenance task. If the task is made too early, the components may not have been utilized to full capacity. If the interval is too long, it reflects too high machine downtime due to unplanned maintenance. The purpose of this research is to determine the optimal time for preventive maintenance that can be utilized at APC in order to minimize the downtime, maximize the availability, minimize the maintenance cost, and maximize the productivity and consequently the profitability of this organization. In order to achieve the objective of the research, a root cause analysis, RCA, was conducted to determine the most critical plant, system and components. Multi-criterion decision-making, MCDM, was used to determine the most critical plant. The maintenance KPIs that were used included availability, downtime and number SMIA end time between failures, MTBF, and mean time to repair, MTTR. It was found out that cement mill 4, the tap hopper and the crane were the most critical plants, equipment and component respectively. It was found out that the most optimal PM interval for the critical component is 9 months. To deal with the challenge of high downtime on the critical component, three options were proposed: redesign the tough hopper, replace the crane and use the toolbox. On the long-term objective, it was found out that replacing the crane and redesigning the tough hopper have the most attractive net present value, NPV. List. Table. 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 Of tables. 3.1. A summary of the research methodology used in this study. 46. 4.1. The average annual number of stock pitches for the last 3 years. 49. 42. A summary of the average annual downtime for the different plants. 49. 43. The summary of the annual downtime ownership for the last 3 years. 51. 44. The relevant descriptive statistics for the MTBF, in hours, of the different plants. 53. 425. The descriptive statistics for MTTR for the last 36 months. 54. 426. The sum of the weight factors for the different plants. 55. 427. The key components that make cement mill for. 55. 428. The annual downtime ownership, in hours, on cement mill for. 56. 429. Average annual downtime ownership by component, in hours. 57. 4210. Reasons of failure of the tough hopper. 58. 4211. Summary of some maintenance KPIs on the tough hopper. 60. 4212. The expected monthly cost for the tough hopper. 63. 4213. The economic details of the improvement options. 69. V. List of figures. Figure 1-1. The process of cement production. 5. Figure 2-1. Predictive maintenance cycle. 15. Figure 3-1. The data analysis procedure. 45. Figure 4-1. The average of availability for the different production lines. 48. Figure 4-2. Fed, RWNTIME ownership. 52. Figure 4-3. Downtime ownership directly related to the maintenance department. 53. Figure 4-4. Average annual downtime ownership by component, in hours. 58. Figure 425. Tough hopper's components downtime. 60. Figure 426. The monthly expected cost for the cement mills. 65. Figure 427. The variation of production with the downtime for the last 3 years. 67. Degrees are a list of notations and acronyms. Notation meaning. ARM Age Replacement Model. PRM Block Replacement Model. CDF Cumulative Density Function. CMMS Computerized Maintenance Management System. CT Cost Function of Time, T. CF Cost of Failure Replacement. CP Cost of Preventive Replacement. CU Currency Unit. APCLAST Africa Portland Cement Company. FT Cumulative Distribution Function. FT Probability Density Function. KPI Key Performance Indicator. MTBF The Mean Time Between Failures. MTTR The Mean Time to Repair. PARPR 2 Analysis. PDF Probability Density Function. PM Preventive Maintenance. RT Reliability Function. TR Failure Time. T Optimal Replacement Time. TBF Time Between Failures. TTR Time to Repair. But, failure rate function. Table of contents. Declaration. I. Certification. I. Acknowledgement. I. Abstract. If. List of tables. V. List of figures. V. List of notations and acronyms. V. 1 Chapter 1. Introduction. 1. 1.1 Research background. 1. 1.2 Company background. 3. 1.3 Problem environment. 4. 1.4 Problem statement. 6. 1.5 Objectives. A. 6. May 1st 2001 MAM objective. 0. 6. May 1st 2002 specific objectives. Ek. 6. 1.6 Research questions. 7. 1.7 Justification. 4. 7. 1.8 Motivation of the study. 8. 1.9 Scope and limitations. 8. 1.10 Definition of terms. 9. 1.11 Thesis overview. 10. 2 Chapter 2 Literature review. 11. 2.1 Overview of maintenance. 11. 2.2 Maintenance policies. 11. February 2, 2001 Failure-Based Maintenance, FBM. 12. February 2, 2002 Time-Based or Use-Based Maintenance, TBM/UBM. 13. February 2, 2003 Condition-Based Maintenance, CBM. 14. February 2, 2004 Opportunity-Based Maintenance, OBM. 18. February 2, 2005 Design Out Maintenance, DOM. 19. 2.3 Maintenance Policies Optimization Models. 19. March 2, 2001 Preventive Maintenance Models. 20. March 2, 2002 Inspection Models. 24. March 2, 2003 Cost Models. 25. March 2, 2004 Integrated Models. 26. 2.4 Failure Time Modeling. 27. April 2, 2001 Fitting of Failure and Repair Data. 27. April 2, 2002 Other Distributions. 33. April 2, 2003 Statistical Techniques. 34. 2.5 Analysis Approaches. 37. May 2, 2001 Multi-Criteria Decision Making, MCDM. 37. May 2, 2002 Root Cause Analysis. 38. 2.6 Financial Tools. 39. June 2, 2001 Net Present Value Analysis, NPV. 39. June 2, 2002 Simple Payback Analysis. 39. 2.7 Conclusion. 3 Chapter 3, Research METI. 3.1 Introduction. 3.2 Research Design. 42. 3.3 Data Collection Techniques. 43. 3.4 Data Analysis Techniques. 43. 3.5 Summary of Chapter 3. And. 45. 4 Chapter 4. Data Analysis and Results. 47. 4.1 Introduction. 47. 4.2 Identification of Critical Plant. 47. February 4, 2001 Availability Criterion. 47. February 4, 2002 The Number of Stoppages Criterion. 49. February 4, 2003 Mean Time Between Failures, MTBF, Criterion. 53. February 4, 2004 Mean Time to Repair, MTTR, Criterion. 54. Ehodology, X. February 4, 2005 Multi-Criteria Decision Making, MCDM. 54. 4.3 Identification of the Critical Components. 55. 4.4 Determination of the Optimal PR Interval. 60. 4.5 Maintenance Actions on the Critical Component. 65. May 4, 2001 Option 1, Replacement of the Crane. 66. May 4, 2002 Option 2, Redesign of the Tough Hopper. 67. May 4, 2003 Option 3, Toolbox Option. 68. May 4, 2004 Economic Evaluation of the Alternatives. 69. 4.6 Deductions from Chapter 4. 70. 5 Chapter 5. Conclusion. 72. 5.1 Review of Research Objectives. 72. 5.2 Key Findings. 72. 5.3 Recommendations. 5.4 Future Works. 5.5 Research Contributions. May 5, 2001 Intrabuti onto Theory. May 5, 2002 Intrabuti onto Practice. References. Appendices. Appendix 1. Determination of the parameters. Percent. 1 Chapter 1. Introduction. This chapter is divided into four main sections. The first section gives an overview of the research background, while the second section discusses the problem delineation, the problem environment, and the problem statement of the research. The third section deals with the research objectives and research questions, while the fourth section includes a scope, limitation, and the delimitation of the study. 1.1 Research Back. The Manufacturing Indy. MCKGROUND. LASTRI has experienced an unprecedented degree of change in the last 3 decades, involving drastic changes in management approaches, product and process technologies, customer expectations, supplier attitudes, as well as competitive behavior, Edger et al. 2006. In today's highly dynamic and rapidly changing environment, the global competition among organizations has led to higher demands on the manufacturing organizations, Miyake and Enkawa, 1999. The global marketplace has witnessed an increased pressure from customers and competitors in manufacturing as well as service sector, Bess, 2001, George, 2002. The rapidly changing global marketplace calls for improvements in a company's performance by focusing on cost cutting, increasing productivity levels, quality and guaranteeing deliveries in order to meet and exceed customers' needs, Maruf, 1994. The organizations that want to survive in today's highly competitive business environment must address the need for diverse product range with state-of-the-art product features, coupled with high quality, lower costs, and more effective, swift research and development, R&D, Gotter, 1991, Hipkin and Koch, 2000. In today's fast-changing marketplace, slow, steady improvements in manufacturing operations do not guarantee sustained profitability or survival of an organization, Eck, 2005. Thus the organizations need to improve at a faster rate than their competitors, if they are to become or remain leaders in the industry. With increased global competition, attention has been shifted from increasing efficiency by means of economies of scale and internal specialization to meeting market conditions in terms of flexibility, delivery performance and quality, Gimashinder, 1995. The changes in the current business environment are characterized by intense competition on the supply side and heightened volatility in customer requirements on the demand side. These changes have left their 1. Unmistakable marks on the different facets of the manufacturing organizations, Gomez et al. 2006. To meet the challenges posed by the contemporary competitive environment, the manufacturing organizations must infuse quality and performance improvement initiatives in all aspects of their operations to improve their competitiveness, Bendea and Dufua, 1995, Pintilone et al. 2006. In an increasing global economy, cost-effective manufacturing has become a necessity to stay competitive. The nature of production technologies has changed tremendously because of the implementation of advanced manufacturing technologies and just-in-time, JIT, manufacturing. However, benefits from programs have often been limited because of unreliable or inflexible equipment, Tujiri and Gotter, 1992. Historically, management has devoted much of its effort in improving manufacturing productivity by probing, measuring, reporting and analyzing manufacturing costs. Similar efforts in regard to maintenance function productivity are long overdue. Maintenance, defined as a set of all activities aimed at keeping an item in, or restoring it to, the physical state considered necessary for the fulfillment of its design functions, has been neglected as a competitive strategy in many manufacturing organizations. These inadequacies of the maintenance practices in the past have adversely affected the organizational competitiveness, thereby reducing the throughput and reliability of production facilities, leading to fast deteriorations in production facilities, lowering equipment of availability due to excessive system downtime, lowering production quality, increasing inventory, thereby leading to unreliable delivery performance. This has led to lowering of the profitability of many organizations. Samantha, 2004, argues that the return on investment on a piece of equipment can be maximized by optimizing its availability. In financial terms, maintenance can represent 20 to 40% of the value added to a product as it moves through the plant, Hera, 1987, Etty et al. 2006. Further, a survey of manufacturers found that full-time maintenance personnel as a percentage of plant employees averaged 15.7% of overall staffing in a study involving manufacturing organizations, done, 1988. In refineries, the maintenance and operations departments are often the largest and each may comprise about 30% of total staffing, Decker, 1996. It has been found that in the UK manufacturing industry, maintenance spending accounts for a significant 12 to 23% of the 2. Total factory operating costs, Cross, 1988. Bob reported that wasted energy from poorly maintained compressed air systems cost US industry up to $3.2 billion annually, Bob, 2007. Alziv showed in a case study that at least 14% of potential improvement in return on investment are directed to contribution of maintenance functions to lost profit, which is due to unplanned stoppages and bad quality caused by maintenance-related problems, Alziv, 2006. Blanchard demonstrated that a large percentage, for instance 70% for some systems, of total life cycle cost for a given system is attributed to operating and maintenance activities, Blanchard, 2004. With sobering figures like these, manufacturers are beginning to realize that maintenance optimization is a strategic factor for success, Yeshet et al. 1990. Thus the effectiveness of maintenance functions significantly contributes towards the performance of equipment, production and profitability, Tesco, 1992. Kummer asserts that for maintenance to make its proper contribution to profits, productivity and quality, it must be recognized as an integral part of the plant production strategy, Kummer et al. 2004. 1.2 Company background. The East African Portland Cement Company, APC, started as a trading company importing cement mainly from England for early construction work in East Africa. It was formed by Blue Circle Industries United Kingdom. The name Portland was given due to the resemblance in color of set cement to the Portland stone that was mined on the Isle of Portland in Dorset, England. Since 1933, East African Portland Cement Company has been Kenya's leading cement manufacturer in the production of world-class cement. For example, Blue Triangle Cement, the flagship brand of APC, is well appreciated all over Kenya as a symbol of quality and reliability. The nation's historical structural icons, such as Kick and Ticker Superhighway, have been built using Blue Triangle Cement. The main keys to success of APC have been quality and responsiveness. It is an ISO 9001:2008 certified company, a mark of professionalism and high standards in operations. APC is also SIS certified, occupational health and safety, a mark of world-class standards of safety at the workplace. In 2011, it received recognition from the Computer Society of Kenya for best ERP implementation, reflecting the successful automation of operations and processes. APC engages in continuous product improvement as well, pegged on changing market trends, technological advancement and dynamic customer needs and wants. The objective of this is to 3. Meet or exceed customer needs. The business model of APC is guided by growth, expansion and sustained profitability. In the last few years, APC has greatly expanded its production capacity. With the introduction of Mimno 5 and the embrace of coal energy, the company can presently produce over 1.3 million tons of cement per annum at reduced cost. 1.3 Problem environment. The cement manufacturing process consists of many simultaneous and continuous operations using some of the largest moving machinery in the manufacturing industry. The main processes undertaken by the company include mining, raw material preparation, clinker manufacturing, cement milling, cement packing, loading and dispatch, among other customer care service functions. Cement products produced include cement building blocks, curbstones and channels, slabs and fencing posts. The company does geological surveys to establish the quality and quantity of available raw materials, and from the data obtained, quarry mining plans are drawn and updated as mining progresses. 7. Eggs. The limestone is extracted from the earth's crust by the process of blasting. After blasting, limestone boulders are transported to the crushing chute and crushed to the required size. The crushed limestone is then transported through belt conveyor to the sucker reclaimer section. At the factory, crushed limestone and kunker are stacked into blending piles. The sucker reclaimer is used for pre-blending of crushed limestone. Reclaimer picks up the required quality of crushed limestone from the stockpile and feeds into the raw mill hopper through belt conveyor. Material is drawn from the piles by a carefully controlled system that cuts across the stockpile, ensuring blending takes place and a uniform raw material quality is achieved. Gypsum, iron ore and pozzolana are also stored in piles. There are different hoppers for the storing of crushed limestone, iron ore and ilmenite ore. The stored raw materials from the hopper are proportioned and fed to roller press and subsequently to mill for fine grinding of required fineness. The output of the mill grinding is stored in raw mill silo. The mill grinds the raw material to a fine powder and dries it using hot exhaust gases from the kiln, a method that conserves energy and reduces production costs. From the raw mill silo, the material is extracted and conveyed to the preheater section. The powdered homogenized raw milk from the silo is fed to the kiln and passes through preheaters where raw milk gets partly calcined. 4. And converted into clinker at a temperature of about 1300 to 1450 degrees centigrade in the sintering zone of the kiln. The material is calcined and heated in preheater and calcined by utilizing kiln waste gases and additional coal finding. This partially calcined material enters into the kiln where the remaining calcinations and clinkerization takes place in the kiln and clinker is discharged into the cooler. The hot clinker is cooled in the great cooler where cold atmospheric air is drawn in. The clinker from the kiln is cooled in the cooler section and is transported to the clinker stockpile by deep pan conveyor, DPC, to the clinker stockpile. The clinker is transported to cement mill hopper though deep bucket conveyor, DBC. Clinker, with small quantities of gypsum to control setting time, is ground in cement mills that use steel balls. Using compressed air, the finely ground cement is conveyed into cement storage silos. The cement from the mill is transported to storage silo and from there the cement is conveyed to packing plant and is packed in 50 kgs bags by rotary packing machine and then directly loaded into trucks/rail rakes and transported to different locations in the country. Figure 1 below shows a summary of the process of processing cement, Sismondo, cement production process. Lines in the country. Raw milk KLC4, TRM Malak. Precipitator. FT Wayne. Raw /1 rel sinichisut pranjan livatry. RTRTRTRT. Gypsum. Cement mill. Cement sawyer. RB. Clinker, silo. E. JI. Rotary kilt. LT. Packing house. Il cement tanker. Figure 1-1. The process of cement production. 5. From figure 1 above, we can note that the key plants that make cement are cement processing plant at APCA, the raw mill, the crusher, the packers, the cement mills and the kiln. The primary maintenance approach at APCA is to do what is necessary to keep the equipment running with maximum production. Some of the key machines and machine elements included motors, bearing lubrication, motor belt replacement, fan blade cleaning, fan wheel balancing, and compressed air system maintenance. Currently at APCA, both corrective maintenance, CM, and preventive maintenance are carried out. 1.4 Problem Statement. Op however. Scheduling of preventive maintenance at APCA has been a big challenge to all the stakeholders in the maintenance department. The current maintenance policy at APCA is in such a way that all preventive actions are done on every single machine after a year while corrective actions are done when necessary. However, different machines fail differently. Consequently, for some machines the preventive interval is too short while on others, it is too long. This has led to frequent machine breakdowns, which in turn result into low availability of different machines. The outcomes of this problem, end ranging from production loss, high production cost, high operation and maintenance, O&M cost, increase in scrap and e-work, inability to meet production deadlines, poor company's reputation and loss of integrity. Consequently, profitability and competitiveness have suffered because the company-wide objective of producing over 1.5 million tons of cement per annum is rarely met. This problem has necessitated this research. 1.5 Objectives. May 1, 2001 Main Objective. The main objective of this research is to come up with an optimal PR timing whose objective is to minimize machine breakdown, maximize equipment availability and minimize the cost associated with maintenance. May 1, 2002 Specific Objectives. I. To identify the critical component that causes major machine breakdown. Determine the optimal time of preventive replacement, PR, on the critical components identified in, I, above. 6. Determine the most appropriate maintenance actions to be done on the critical components. 1.6 Research Questions. To fulfill the above objectives, the following research questions will be addressed. I. Which machines are critical? I. When should preventive maintenance be done? I. What type of maintenance action need to be done? KIV. 1.7 Justification. Demand for cement has been increasing in Kenya and East African region. For example, in the year 2012-2013, Kenya's May-end consumption rose by 9.67% to 3.4 million tons compared to 3.1 million tons the year before. This can be attributed to the increase in public transport infrastructure projects, increase in housing, Vision 2030 flagship projects and the rapidly growing middle class. With the trillion shilling Lemieux Port project, LAPSET, in the underway, the demand of cement is expected to rise in the near future. With such opportunities, the EU itemized so that it can MSR market has INTNEEF and Savannah Cement and expanded capacities by existing producers such as Bangbera Cement and Arth River Mining. With the expected venture of Dangote Cement Company worth $400 million, the competition is expected to be stiffer. Titiland that APC must minimize the cost of doing operations so that the profitability of the company can be maximized. Consequently, while launching the financial results of 2012-2013, the management prioritized the following objectives for the 2013-2014 financial year, i.e. to return the company to full operation and maximize on its profitability. To improve productivity and optimize capacity utilization. Invest in kiln upgrade, new packer and waste heat recovery for own power generation. Cost containment initiatives, stringent waste management and innovation to help keep cost down. Aggressive risk management and value addition initiatives. Employee service delivery innovations to improve customer service turnaround. Operations at APC must be itemized so that it can compete effectively and efficiently. In the same period, competition in the market has intensified with new entrants National Cement. 7. Minimize accidents and incidents occurrences. Optimization of PM timing can be used in meeting some of the objectives above. For example, optimization of maintenance policy can lead to a minimization of maintenance costs and increase in the availability. An increase in plant availability can in turn lead to an increase in productivity and consequently, an increase in the revenue. This may lead to optimizing the profitability and hence being competitive. 1.8 Motivation of the study. One of the methods that have been discussed broadly as a strategy in optimization of maintenance is optimizing the PM timing. However, in the manufacturing industry, the application of PM timing is usually based on the recommendation provided by the original equipment manufacturer, OEM. The recommendation, based on OEM, may not give benefits for the entire machine lifetime because the covariance effects, external factor, of the current machine condition are not taken into account. Labic, 2004, stated maintenance that the optimization of PM interval should be base real machine condition because the machine may operate in a different environment. This finding was supported by Tam et al. 2006, who suggested that the intervals, time, set by OEM may not be optimal due to the operating conditions that may be very different and the actual outcomes that may not satisfy plant requirements. Therefore, it is necessary to revise or update this interval based on the current machine condition by considering the covariance effect in order to maximize its benefits. The objective of optimizing the PM interval in line with the operation conditions at APC is the motivation behind this research. An OM 1.9 Scope and Limitations. Due to the time and cost constraints, the proposed model does not take into consideration that covariance effect, external factor, of the current machine condition. These included factors such as technological advancement and weather conditions. Although covariates play an important role in the aging of the machine, including them in the model is not easy. This can be attributed to the fact that the available data at APC is only for machines and not for the external factors. In addition to that, this research will not cover the effect of maintenance supportability on the determination of optimal maintenance policies. Maintenance supportability includes maintenance. 8. Procedure, procurement of maintenance tools, spare parts and facilities, logistic administration and documentation. 1.10 Definition of terms. System of availability. This is the ability of a system to be in a state to perform a required function under given conditions at a given instant of time or during a given time interval, Nopek, 2004. System reliability. This is defined as the ability of a system to perform a required function under given conditions for a given time interval, OKPD, 2002. System maintainability. This is the ability of a system under given conditions of use to be retained in, ST0RED2, a state in which it can perform a required function when maintenance is performed under given conditions and using stated procedures and resources, Nopek, 2004. MTBF. Mean time between failures is the predicted elapsed time between inherent failures of a system during operation, Jones. MTTR. Mean time to repair is a basic measure of the maintainability of repairable items that error fee represents the average time required to repair a failed component or device, Colombo, 1988. Downtime. This refers to a period O, never to system fails to provide or perform its primary function. It is used to refer to periods where stem is variable. Uptime. Time interval during which an item maintenance effectiveness. Mathematically, maintenance effectiveness can be defined as a ratio between the downtime and the operating time. Ivan. Jerry Al. Maintenance. Combination of all technical, administrative and managerial actions during the CAN. Life cycle of an item intended to retain it in, or restore it to, a state in which it can perform the required function. Failure. Termination of the ability of an item to perform a required function. Preventive maintenance. Maintenance carried out at predetermined intervals or according to prescribed criteria and intended to reduce the probability of failure or the degradation of the functioning of an item. Condition-based maintenance. Preventive maintenance, based on performance and or parameter monitoring and the subsequent actions. 9. Corrective maintenance. Maintenance carried out after fault recognition and intended to put an item into a state in which it can perform a required function. Inspection. Check for conformity by measuring, observing, testing or gauging the relevant characteristics of an item. Repair. Physical action taken to restore the required function of the faulty item. 1.11 Thesis Overview. The overview of this thesis is as follows. Chapter 1 is generally the introduction to the thesis, while Chapter 2 provides a critical literature review of the related subjects. Chapter 3 is a methodology which deals with data collection research strategy and research approach. In Chapter 4, the collected data is analyzed. Chapter 5 presents the discussion of the results from Chapter 4, while Chapter 6 addresses the conclusions and recommendations of the future research. \%. 2. 10. 2. Chapter 2. Literature Review. 2.1 Overview of Maintenance. According to Gilbert, 1985, maintenance is defined as a set of all activities aimed at keeping an item in, or restoring it to, the physical state considered necessary for the fulfillment of its designed functions, Gilbert, 1985. However, the Maintenance Engineering Society of Australia, MESA, adopted a wider definition. MESA added activities such as replacement decisions and the design modifications in the scope of maintenance to enhance reliability. Thus, MESA defined maintenance as all engineering decisions and associated actions necessary and sufficient for the optimization of specified capabilities. O'Connor P.D., 1991. The scope of maintenance has greatly changed and it now includes equipment specification, spare parts acquisition, human resource planning, performance evaluation, operation, improvements, and disposal. According to Zhang, this wide context is what is called physical asset management, Pam Zhang, 1973. The roles of maintenance are also changing with the changes in technology and customers' needs. Initially, maintenance was seen as just a way of keeping the system running regardless of the associated effectiveness and efficiencies. Many see expanding roles of maintenance in any given manufacturing organization. According to Mucciari, maintenance has to provide the required reliability, availability, efficiency and capability of production system in accordance to the need of these characteristics, Mucciari P.N., 2009. S. 2.2 Maintenance Policies. A maintenance policy can be defined as a rule of the set of rules describing the triggering mechanism for the different maintenance actions. The maintenance policies considered here are I. Failure-based maintenance, FBM. This it is a purely reactive policy where corrective maintenance, CM, is done only when the equipment fails. I. Time-based or use-based maintenance, TBM/UBM. This is our preventive policy where maintenance is carried out at specified time intervals. For UBM, intervals are measured in working hours while in TBM intervals are in calendar days. 11. Condition-based maintenance, CBM. This is our predictive policy where PM is carried out whenever a given system parameter or condition approached or reaches our predetermined value or situation. If. Opportunity-based maintenance. V. Design-out maintenance, DOM. February 2, 2001 Failure-based maintenance, FBM. FBM policy is a pure reactionary policy where maintenance is performed only when a machine fails. This policy usually requires operating in an emergency mode with the aim of getting the equipment back in service as quickly as possible and in virtually new condition. In this policy, maintenance is carried out after a breakdown, NENSCAN 1. Breakdown maintenance can be defined as the maintenance which is required when an item has failed or worn out, to bring it back to working order. It is carried out after fault recognition and intended to put an item into a state in which it can perform a required function. This maintenance is often most expensive because worn equipment can damage other parts and cause multiple damage. Corrective maintenance, ECM, is probably the most commonly used approach, but it is easy to see its limitations. When equipment fails, it often leads to downtime in production. In most cases, this tends to be costly to the business. Also, if the equipment needs to be replaced, the cost of replacing it alone can be substantial. Corrective maintenance is carried out on all items where the consequences of failure or wearing out are not significant and the cost of this maintenance is not greater than preventive maintenance. This type of maintenance can be in M. regarded as unplanned, emergency, breakdown maintenance. The discussion of the history of maintenance has shown that a firefighting maintenance strategy in terms of reactive maintenance led to unexpected machine breakdowns. Furthermore, the maintenance department is busy most of the time repairing machines. It does not have the time to do maintenance tasks on a regular basis, nor does it have the time to improve the maintenance system within the production process. This leads to the fact that preventive maintenance tasks are neglected, resulting in more machine breakdowns. Machine breakdowns exhaust the maintenance department's capacity to maintain or improve the production system on a regular basis. In the long run, there will be a situation with many unexpected machine breakdowns and an overloaded maintenance department. However, if the consequences to the operation due to the 12. unplanned failure are less than the value added to the operation by changing the component prior to future run until failure is a viable option. A key concern for any plant manager is the adequacy of net throughput. When the manufacturing process generates unacceptable throughput, the consequence is an increase in throughput pressure. From past experience, the response is to work harder to meet the demand. Working harder involves utilizing existing equipment capacity and labor force more intensively. That can include working defective throughput. The unacceptable throughput may include lower than expected gross throughput due to manufacturing equipment speed or power losses that can also bring about throughput pressure. The net result is increased gross throughput requirements, which demands more labor force efforts as well as equipment capacity. When equipment capacity is adequate, by increasing worker efforts, using overtime or adding workers through assignment, the gross throughput is increased to alleviate throughput pressure. But on the other hand, more utilization of equipment gradually reduces machine reliability and therefore increase machine breakdown rate, which consequently increases CM rate. More breakdowns will reduce the available time for production and therefore reduces the net throughput. As the machine reliability falls, on the other hand, process quality will be dropped and therefore acceptable throughput will be dropped, which accordingly will reduce the net throughput and therefore to aggravate the problem. February 2, 2002 Time-based or use-based maintenance. In TBM/UBM approach, preventive maintenance, PM, is practiced based on traditional use or time usage, Mann et al., 1995. The objective of TBM is to determine the optimum intervals, time, of PM in order to minimize the total cost of failure, reducing failure rate, and machine downtime, production lost. TBM/UBM is usually applied on single or non-repairable components such as machine tool, Jin King & Co., 1997, Barami et al., 1998. In addition, TBM/UBM is feasible when the machine or component is in deteriorating state, or other word in increasing failure rate, and the cost of PM is less than the cost of CM, Mann et al., 1995. In relation of this, Mobley, 1990, stated that the cost of CM can be in excess of 3 times of PM. Reasons for this included, CM will extend the downtime due to unavailability of components or labor. CM can result in overtime. 13. CM is not executed as efficiently as PM. This type of maintenance policy relies on the estimated probability that the equipment will break down or experience deterioration in performance in the specified interval. The preventive work undertaken may include equipment lubrication, cleaning, parts replacement, tightening, and adjustment. A major obstacle in the effective application of this strategy is determining the optimal replacement/repair time. If the repair is made too early, the components may not have been utilized to full capacity. If the interval is too long, the result is an unplanned repair. To complicate matters, most manufacturers recommend preventive maintenance intervals that must be followed to preserve warranty rights. The determination of these intervals by the manufacturer may not be optimal for a particular mining operation, resulting in excessive maintenance costs to the company. B. February 2, 2003 Condition-Based Maintenance, CBM. / Maintenance, C. May, CBM, Inv. Condition-Based Maintenance, CBM, involves monitoring the condition of mission critical and NG out a maintenance following a fixed schedule. Safety critical parts in carrying out maintenance whenever necessary to avoid hazards rather than. The concept of CBM was first introduced by the Rio Grande Railway Company in late 1940s, and initially it was called predictive maintenance. The railway company used CBM techniques to detect coolant, oil, and fuel leaks in the engine by trending changes in temperature and pressure readings. The CBM monitoring techniques served as a great success in terms of reducing the impacts of unplanned failures and identifying when to fix a leak or replenish a coolant or oil sump. The U.S. Army caught on to this idea very early and later on adopted it as a key maintenance strategy for supporting their military equipment. CBM concepts and applications have emerged in several industries throughout the 1950s, 1960s, and early 1970s. Automotive, aerospace, military, and manufacturing are the main industries where CBM has been embraced and have shown several benefits in both efficiencies and cost savings. Now very large organizations and companies are investing and involved with CBM technology applications, including the U.S. Department of Defense, Army, Air Force, Navy, and Marines, and companies like GM, Honda, GE, Dodge, Honeywell, and others. Advancements in information technology have added accelerated growth in the CBM technology area by 14. Enabling network bandwidth, data collection and retrieval, data analysis, and decision support capabilities for large data sets of time series data. The targeted data monitored from a vehicle or any system can give deeper insight on system performance, system health, and root cause of failures, along with forecasting the remaining useful life of the system or a subsystem. This serves as a huge advantage for sustaining the mission-critical systems used in aerospace, military, maritime, automotive, manufacturing, and other industry domains. These valuable applications and benefits have pushed CBM as a key capability area to apply to a company's product line, be it automobiles, planes, weapon systems, or other products requiring regular maintenance. These industries are technology-enabled. On CBM concepts and maintenance strategies by designing CBM and their current and future system architectures. Figure 2.1 below shows the predictive maintenance cycle. The PDM cycle. Periodic monitoring. Repair. Equipment. No. Right. Corrective analyze. Work order for problem. Figure 2.1. predictive maintenance cycle. As industries move into the future, where machines are unmanned and human monitored as closely as they have been in the past, the need for CBM will increase. Robotic systems, unmanned vehicles, windmill systems, manufacturing systems, and oil pumping systems are just a few system examples that could gain many benefits out of CBM concepts and maintenance strategies. Businesses could save significant money or improve operational efficiencies if they adopt CBM as a maintenance strategy. It may mean reduction in staff, reduction in supply. 15. Footprint, cost avoidances on second and third order failure effects, reduction in downtime, and other benefits applicable to their business domain. In the past, various attempts have been made to improve maintenance processes. Recently, the focus has been shifted towards CBM due to its predictive nature and positive impacts on the supply chain and fleet management. CBM intelligence is centered on the prediction algorithm's use for fault prognosis. In the following section, we have addressed some existing efforts toward improvement of fault prediction and CBM. Look et al. 2007, investigated a predictive CBM capability to predict a deteriorating system's future condition. The degradation states are modeled as continuous states and fault probability is dependent on random variables. The proposed strategy is centered on the maintenance cost, while prediction accuracy becomes the most important factor. Specifically, when CBM is applied for critical systems, it is primarily to detect and predict the fault conditions within very small intervals. According to the authors, a good maintenance system has to have good balance between prediction accuracy and maintenance cost. Furthermore, Rausch, 2008, has investigated a CBM methodology that establishes the relationship between continuous state/time degradation model and CBM systems. This approach is not dynamic as he mentioned in HAI research. This has been a center of attention in our proposed system. Young et al. 2001 have developed an intelligent decision support system for CBM. This system is based on a recurrent neural network that adds capability parameters to predict future fault conditions. The neural network approaches are efficient, but relatively slow. These approaches also require a large set of data for training, which turns out to be a big restriction for a real-time application. Young, 2001. Chen and Trivedi, 2005, used Semi-Markov's decision process, SMDP, for optimization of a CBM policy. Chen has proved that optimization over inspection rate as well as maintenance policy is better than that of only over inspection rates. SMDP is well-established approach and good for modeling numerous failure scenarios. On the other hand, it requires a large data set for training and it is not well-suited for time-dependent degradations. As a result, it makes SMDP as not very useful for CBM applications, especially for highly critical and time-varying types of failures. Chen D. A. 2005. 16. Barbara et al. 1996 proposes a CBM model which assumes that failure rate of the system depend on the variables of the system state and fixed inspection periods. Then the maintenance action is optimized such that the long-term costs of maintenance actions and failures are minimized. Later, Barbara et al. 1999, in developing their previous model, considered a CBM model with fixed inspection periods and exponential failures for a two-unit system. The condition of each unit in equal periods is monitored and after each maintenance action, the state of the system returns to its initial state. In their model, in each inspection interval the failure occurs only once. Also, the failure rate depends on the state of the system. Westberg and Comma, 1997, suggest an approach based on reliability that inspection periods and maintenance thresholds are such estimated that the global cost per unit time is minimized. Grail et al. 2002, focus on the analytical modeling of a condition-based inspection/replacement policy for a stochastically and continuously deteriorating single-unit system. They considered both the replacement threshold and the inspection schedule as decision variables for the problem. They minimize the long-run expected cost per unit time by the station reload for the system state. A Murray and Mettler line, 2004, utilized a Markov chain to describe the CBM model for a deterioration system subject to periodic inspection. The optimal inspection frequency and maintenance threshold were found to be less than 3 mar, MIS system of availability. Castani et al., 2005, consider a two-unit system which can be maintained by good as new preventive or corrective replacements. Y 8 degrees. Barata et al., 2002, uses Monte Carlo simulation to model the continuously monitored deteriorating systems. They assume that after each maintenance action a random amount of improvement is made on the state of the system which is independent, anti-event system state. Then the optimized thresholds of maintenance are such found that the total expected cost of system be minimized. There are three basic steps used to carry out CBM: data acquisition, data processing, and decision making. The data acquisition stage of CBM collects the real-time data from a plant floor. Based on the overall objective of the production line and the type of machines, various sensors may be used to generate data. Microsensors, ultrasonic sensors, and acoustic emission sensors are some of the widely used sensors, which can be designed to generate useful data from a production line. The data collected are categorized into two types: event data and condition data. Event data record the occurrence of events on a plant floor such as machine failures, 17. Maintenance actions, overhauls, replacements, etc., while condition data are obtained from the sensors to infer the health of the machines. The data hence acquired are further processed and analyzed either locally or at a central location to be fed into decision support systems, DSS. Coetzee, 2004, identified that CBM is normally suitable when failure rate is dependent on operating condition rather than time. A complete CBM program must include monitoring and diagnostic techniques. These techniques include vibration monitoring, acoustic analysis technique, motor-operated valve testing, thermography, tribology, process parameter monitoring, visual inspections and other non-destructive testing techniques. Vibration analysis is applicable to all mechanical equipment. Its profile analysis is a useful tool for predictive maintenance, diagnostics and many other uses. Ultrasonic, just like vibration analysis, is a subset of noise analysis. The only difference in the two techniques is the frequency band they monitor. On the other hand, tribology is the general term that refers to design and operating dynamics of the bearing lubrication rotor support structure of machinery. Two primary techniques are being used for predictive maintenance. These techniques are lubricating oil analysis and wear particle analysis. Lastly, thermography can be used to monitor the condition of the plant machinery, structures and systems. It uses instrumentation designed to monitor the emission of infrared energy to determine operating conditions. February 2, 2004 Opportunity-based maintenance. In opportunity maintenance, OM, the preventive maintenance, PM, is done only or mainly when failures force the system to stop. Opportunistic maintenance basically refers to the scheme in which preventive maintenance is carried out at opportunities, either choice or based on the physical condition of the system. The policy is most useful and most easily applied to systems which run continuously and have a high cost rate of downtime. A very complex series system, consisting of thousands of items subject to failure, will usually have a failure every few hundred hours even when PM is applied, whereas the optimal intervals for PM are mostly measured in thousands of hours. There may, however, be a critical size of system, as measured by the total expected failure downtime, below which the opportunities can never be adequate. An advantage of this opportunistic maintenance is that corrective repair combined with preventive repair can be used to save setup costs. Note that by combining both types of repair, 18, one may not know in advance which repair action should be taken, and thus sacrifices the plannable feature of preventive maintenance. However, there are many situations in which opportunistic maintenance is effective. For example, when corrective repair on some components requires dismantling of the entire system, a corrective repair on these components combined with preventive repair on other or neighboring components might be worthwhile. Another instance is when a certain corrective repair on failed components can be delayed until the next scheduled preventive maintenance. OBM has been first studied in Radnor and Jorgensen 1963, and in Mecca 1963. Since then, many extensions of opportunistic maintenance have been introduced and studied in the literature. Berg, 1976, studies a system with two identical components with exponential distributed lifetimes, for which the non-failed component as well as the failed component are both replaced by a new one if the age of the non-failed component exceeds a threshold. Hen and Ferrer, 1991, examine an opportunistic maintenance policy based on failure rate tolerance for a system with different types of components. These and other opportunistic maintenance models have been summarized in Dekker, van der Schooten and Wildermann, 1997, and in Wank, 2002. All these models, however, address the optimization issues for components operating independently. February 2, 2005 Design Out Maintenance, DOI. Design Out Maintenance, DOM, is a proactive policy in which focus lies on improving the design of the installation with the objectives of lowering the mean time to repair, MTTR, or increasing the mean time between failures, MTBF. Some of the important concepts that are percent considered during DOM include ergonomics, systems reliability, economics, modularity and standardization. U. A maintenance model is defined as a mathematical model which aims to find the optimum balance between the costs and benefits of maintenance while taking all kinds of constraints into account, SCARF, 1997. There are plenty of maintenance optimization models in the academic literature, but not all of them have potential for successful application. It is important to identify the models that are applicable to practical problems. Also, a lot of optimization techniques exist to solve the generation and maintenance scheduling problems. Unfortunately, not all of them are suitable for practical problems. 19. Dekker performed a review on the maintenance optimization models, and pointed out that there is a significant gap between maintenance theory and practice, Dekker R. 1996. The author also pointed out that the successful application of maintenance optimization is not obvious, and that many models have been developed for math purposes only. Mathematical analysis and techniques, rather than solutions to solve real problems, have been central in many papers on maintenance optimization models. Furthermore, Dekker pointed out that industries are not interested in publications, Dekker R. 1996. To have academics study industrial problems, they have to be exposed to the real industrial problems and be rewarded if they solve them. SCARF also performed a review on the development of mathematical models in maintenance, SCARF, 1997, and he also pointed out that mathematical I1 in SH models in maintenance should consider the applicability in real industry, not just the academic interests. Imode. March 2, 2001 Preventive Maintenance. PM is a process of making decisions regarding when is the best time the machine should be replaced in order to minimize the failure frequency, maximize equipment reliability, maximize the equipment availability and minimize failure cost, Barami Gastrachem et al. 2000. The PM strategy involves performing preventive tasks such as repair, replacement or inspection of predetermined interval, Gertzbach, 2000. This interval is based on scientific approach such as PM optimization. The aim of PM strategy is to reduce the failure rate of the machine or component, impair or replace and then. Thus the machine downtime and maintenance, repair or replacement, costs can be reduced. H. Visiting by presser. Alternatively, PM can be seen as the care and servicing by personnel for the purpose of maintaining equipment and facilities in satisfactory operating condition by providing for systematic inspection, detection and correction of incipient failures either before they occur or before they develop into major defects. This type of maintenance has many different variations and is subject to various researches to determine the best and most efficient way to maintain equipment. Recent studies have shown that preventive maintenance is effective in preventing age-related failures of the equipment. Preventive maintenance, PM, first developed at General Electric. PM is undertaken in advance of the interruption of production and major breakdown and strives to keep production flow continuously running. It is defined as the planned maintenance of plants and equipment in order. 20. To prevent or minimize breakdowns and depreciation rates. It is the procedure adopted in most of the companies to maintain desirable and reliable operating conditions of equipment and machinery. One drawback of PM policy is that some components may be over-maintained, that is, replaced prematurely. In the literature, two basic PR models that are widely discussed are the block replacement model, BRM, and the age replacement model, ARM-SEFSA, 2006. 2, 3, 1, 1, the age replacement mode, ARM. In ARM, a component is always replaced according to its age, T or failure, whichever occurs first, weight is constant, Barlow and Hunter, 1960. In fact, ARM is more practical and has is com. More benefits as compared to BRM. For example, Jin Get Al, 2006, shows that the cost saving by using PR based on ARM is higher compared with BRM. This is because PR by using BRM performs more PR actions, more than needed, which reflects to high maintenance cost and production lost. According to Jin Get Al, 2006, age replacement model is more useful in practical application and i.g., thus more benefit in terms of cost saving. Applications of these models are widely reported. One of them is from Wang et al. 1995, that applied age replacement model in order to minimize the cost of failure for a case of drilling tools replacement problem. The general mathematical form of ARM developed by Barlow and Hunter, 1960, is presented in the equation below. C, R equals CFF, T, a CPR, T, I, NVL, LOD Banov, CV. The main objective of this model is to determine the optimum time by minimizing the cost function, 7. However, the equation above neglects the time to perform a repair. Pint alone, 2006, included the time to perform a maintenance activity such as repair in the equation 1 above. Therefore, the adjusted cost minimization model is as shown in equation 2 below. CFF, T' TCPR, T. E cost equals JQTDF, T, TI, F, T, A, T plus edge, 1, F, T. Where, T, is the cost function, CP is the cost of preventive maintenance, CF is the cost of corrective maintenance, F, T, is the cumulative failure distribution function, R, T, is the 21. Reliability function, T is the optimum time of replacement, TR is the time required to perform CM and TM is the time required to perform PM. Pint alone, 2006, went ahead and suggested ways of solving the integral part in the equation 2 above. For a whiteboard distribution, the equation can be approximated with the Taylor series as shown in equation 3 below, Pint alone L, 2006. It constant intervals or time irrespective of the age of the La. Glaser, 1969, stated that the main obstacle to solve BRM is the determination of the expected number of failures MT. Therefore, Barami Gastrachem et al. 2000, proposed a more simplified BRM as shown in equation 2.5, below. According to Barami Gastrachem et al. 2000, the expected number of failures is approximately equal to the cumulative density function of the distribution in question. R. 2, 3, 1, 2, block replacement model. 1965. However, BRM is not a popular model for real application. This can be attributed to the fact that BRM exists in complicated form and practically it is difficult to apply. Moreover, according to Barami et al., 2000, BRM has the undesirable characteristic that relatively good components are replaced more frequently than required. Consequently, it leads to high maintenance cost and increase in downtime. V. Equation 3 is the general mathematical FT by Barlow et al. 1965. P plus CFMT. 22. 2, 3, 1, 3, applications of BRM and ARM. In the literature, the application of the BRM and ARM models in solving various PM problems is widely reported. For instance, Jin Get Al, 2006, considered ARM and BRM in a study on the effect of the optimal replacement policy in terms of the relationship between preventive effect and cost saving. Nakagawa and Mizutani, 2009, modified ARM and BRM for the replacement policy of finite time span cases, with the motivation that the working times of most units are finite in actual fields. Wang et al. 1995, proposed the standard solution of ARM in order to minimize the replacement cost of failure in the case of a replacement drilling tool. Jin King and Kyo, 1997, went ahead and modified the ARM used in a computer-integrated manufacturing environment. From the model, they determined the optimum time of tool replacement in order to minimize failure and production cost. Another important research in the area of PM optimization was done by Liant Chen, 2006, who applied the principle of ARM in developing a periodic replacement policy for a two-unit system with a failure rate interaction between units. The aim of this policy is to determine the optimal time of periodic replacement that minimizes the cost per unit time. This work was redone by Chen and Shell, 2006, who extended the optimal replacement policy based on ARM with a minimal repair of the system subject to shocks. The aim of this policy is to determine the optimal pair of minimal repair and replacement that est per unit time t time yang k said a general like minimizes the long run expected cost per I. In another paper, Chen et al. 2006, proposed a generalized replacement policy based on the ARM principle by considering two types of failure, namely, type I and type II. The basis of this policy is that a system is replaced at the th type I failure or first type II failure, or at H, whichever occurs first. Failures are random in nature. Consequently, Ken et al. 2007, applied ARM in formulating an analytical model for the PM policy in the production environment subject to random machine breakdowns. One of the challenges in implementing the PM models is associated with the complexities in solving mathematical problems. Barami Gasracham et al. 2000, proposed a new perspective of BRM to reduce the complexities in solving the model, which is applicable in a machine tool in the crankshaft line at a car engine manufacturing company. The assumption that after a PM activity, the machine becomes as good as new, Ekin, was used in optimizing PM for a very long time. However, Abdul Hamid, 2006, proposed an imperfect 23. maintenance policy, based on BRM in order to decide whether to repair or replace a device at failure, depending on its age at failure. March 2, 2002 Inspection models. Inspection is a process of identifying the current state of the machine by detecting the hidden failure or sign that may lead to major damage, and it is usually applies on complex system, Jardine, 1973. Hence, preventive actions such as minor modification, minor repair, minor replacement and or cleaning can be taken before the major failure occurs. Hodge et al., 2002. Examples of inspection activities are physical records, checking, and condition monitoring techniques such as vibration, noise, radiation, oil and temperature tests. The benefit of inspection is to prevent the machine from major failure, Barami et al., 1998. Many inspection models have been proposed to determine the optimum time to carry out the inspection, and the earliest basic model was introduced by Barlow et al., 1963. Following the introduction by Barlow, various inspection models have been developed and modified, based on various case study problems. Emeo. Barlow. Endival. Odal is widely. For example, inspection model is widely applied on emergency and storage equipment or system. For instance, Jardine, 1973, proposed an optimal inspection model on the equipment that is used in emergency conditions such as fire extinguisher and alarm system. The benefit of this model is to determine the optimum time of inspection in order to maximize the availability of these equipment that used in emergency condition. Ito and Nakagawa, 1995, suggested an optimal inspection model for storage systems such as weapon equipment. The objective of this model is to determine the optimum time of inspection to maximize the reliability of this storage system. In other cases, inspection model also has also been applied for the case of randomly failing or randomly shocked system. For instance, Mathew and Kennedy, 2002, developed an optimal inspection model based on failure due to random shock load. The objective of this model is to reduce failure frequency as well as to minimize the failure cost. Chelby and 880, 1999, and 1995. Hariga, 1996, developed and proposed an inspection model for determining the optimal inspection time for a system subjected to random failure. The objective of this model, inspection model, is to minimize the cost of preventive and corrective action. Chelby and 880, 2000. 24. Propose the inspection models for the case of randomly failing system, which the objective is to maximize the system availability. March 2, 2003 cost models. The area of cost optimization in maintenance has been heavily researched. Salonde and Delaid, 2011, modeled the costs of poor maintenance by studying the cost effects of quality in both preventive and corrective maintenance. Tam and Price, 2008, developed an investment model for maintenance, which minimizes the sum of three cost categories: the costs of maintenance resources, TS of planned outing, and the costs of quantified risks. Eck, 2005, on the other hand, has developed a profitability model for internal maintenance departments of industrial companies. Thus, the perspective of Eck's model is that of a customer company. In addition, the cost categories are not specified in that model. Traditional cost models assume that lost production dominates the downtime cost and neglect discontinuities due to stockpiles exhaustion and lost raw material. These models assume constant production rates of then downtime costs rise linearly with maintenance. T. Litpar. Service time, Jardine. T. 2, Auster and De La Garza segregate different sources for the consequential costs and propose a non-linear time dependency of downtime and intervention. Costs, Volstam. D. 1990. 7. Analytical results to quantify downtime costs are generally difficult to obtain. For example, Roman and Daneshmand use simulation to study the effect of contractors on service level in open-pit mines, Roman, 2000. Quintner and Ortiz consider simulation for resource assignment in a maintenance shop, Quintner, 2002. Core, 1998, uses a similar strategy to quantify the time and economic impacts of operational changes. These changes may include alterations to the sequence of work, to the design, or non-stationary conditions. As a consequence, they may influence the quantity and type of resources required to perform the works, and logically, on equipment idle time and usage. A supplementary strategy considers the use of past information. Edwards and Yusser, 2001, use regression analysis to predict the expected downtime cost rate for tracked hydraulic excavators in open cast mining industry, DJ Edwards, 2001. Vorster and Sears propose what they call failure cost profiles, which measure the expected cost per unit time in terms of the duration of the downtime interval. For a fixed repair time, they introduce a cost-related criterion that also takes into account the relative productivity of multi. 25. Functional equipment. By doing so, they are able to decide replacement and task assignments for a fleet of similar equipment, Vorster M.S., 1987. The customer service provider relationships management has been modeled, for example, by Fui and Zhang, 2006. However, their model focuses solely on the perspective of the customer. Komoon, 2002, has developed a cost model for industrial maintenance. This model is very academic by nature and focuses on finding economies of scale in industrial maintenance business by using regression analysis. Also in this case, the perspective is that of a service-based company. Models that integrate qualitative and quantitative perspectives exist in maintenance performance measurement. For example, Allsroof, 2006, has developed a model which illustrates the impact of maintenance actions on the return on investment. March 2, 2004 Integrated Models. As it can be noted from the above examples, maintenance optimization requires the intersection of more than one objective function. In practice, the application of PR model has been modified and extended, based on BRM or ARM in order to solve many maintenance problems, and it is usually applies to non-repairable e-component. Jinking and Keo, 1997, modified the ARM that applied in computer-integrated manufacturing environment. From the model, they determine the optimum time of tool replacement in order to minimize the failure, maximize the availability, and minimize the production cost. Lipai et al. 2006 presented a model for preventive maintenance planning based on reliability and cost. Lipai 2006. Kissing et al. 2011 presented a model based on analysis of the reliability of weapons system under the conditions of variable maintenance. In this paper, an optimization model was established on the basis of relationship between the preventive maintenance cost and the corrective maintenance cost of equipment maintenance period. Kissing, 2011. Exaf et al. 2007 proposed an integrated production and preventive maintenance planning model. The main objective of this model was to determine an integrated production and maintenance plan with the objective of minimizing the expected total production and maintenance costs over a finite planning horizon. The model takes into account the fact that the production system may fail randomly. In addition to that, the proposed model takes explicitly into consideration the reliability parameters of the system. Considering the reliability parameters, 26. PM cost is entered as a function of failure rate in the model. Exaf, Jamali, and Aid, 2007. Sharma et al. Investigated the optimal system maintenance policy that may be the one which either minimizes system maintenance cost rate or maximizes the system reliability measures. Sharma, 2011. Chen investigated a developed procedure to find the sequence that minimizes the total setup time and to minimize the completion time with maintenance schedule in a manufacturing system. Chen W. J. 2010. 2.4 fail. E-modeling. April 2, 2001. Fitting of failure and repair data. Fitting of failure and repair data to the SUTI distribution is a key element in maintenance optimization and simulation. This is because it can help highlight problems such as poor quality. JJ, IEEE knowing the probability of failure of components based provides a basis for planning at component replacement when to repair or replace components can be made by the parts and improper repairs. Add-on data collected from and intervals. Thus, the decision only using actual data instead of having to rely on N to be too conservative. In some articles on deterioration modeling the parameters of a stochastic process. 4. To repair. To rely on manufacturer's recommendations which tend. 3. Artichoke. Net has been used to estimate, Samov, Wang et al. 2000, model the hazard rate of water pumps in the presence of preventive maintenance, PM, as a gamma process. In the absence of PM, the mean of the gamma process is taken as the hazard rate of the white ball distribution. The scale parameter of this distribution is estimated by expert judgment. The method of maximum likelihood is applied to estimate the other parameters, such as the scale parameter of the gamma process itself and the parameters that model the effect of PM on the hazard rate. In order to fit a Brownian motion or a gamma process to inspection data, statistical methods for the parameter estimation are required. The parameters and Q of the gamma process can be estimated by maximizing the likelihood function of the independent increments of deterioration, Sinla et al. 1977, with respect to and Q. This likelihood function can be extended from a single component to multiple components by considering M independent components. 27. A recent paper by Pendy et al. 2007 shows that the implications of the type of deterioration model to both the implied lifetime as well as the replacement policy of engineering structures can be considerable. According to the authors, the gamma process appears to be more versatile than a random variable model for stationary deterioration processes. The use of probability distribution to represent failures and repairs was proposed by Vineyard et al. 1996. Separate data were included for the mechanical, hydraulic, electrical, electronic, software and human failures as well as repairs. The data were fitted to appropriate probability distributions. Their study indicated that the time between failures follows a white ball distribution and the time to repair follow log normal distribution. The conclusion of the above research was that electronic components were the least likely to fail, but the mechanical failures resulted in the highest downtime. Another conclusion of the study was that the contribution of human failures, that is, failures due to human errors, was the most significant contributor to the total failure categories, indicating that the increased complexity of the flexible manufacturing systems might lead to more human errors. Wang et al., 1998, proposed a failure probabilistic model for CNC lathes. Their analysis included field failure data collected over a period of 2 years on approximately 80 CNC lathes in China. The data were fit to a probability distance using the rating matrix approach. The results of the above study showed that the log normal and white book were the most appropriate for describing time between failure data and time to repair respectively. Also, it was identified that the electrical and electronic components contributed the most towards failure of CNC lathes. Yeza et al., 1993, conducted a research very similar to the one mentioned above. Field failure data of 24 Chinese CNC machine tools were studied over a period of 1 year. The failure data were fit to both white book and exponential in order to determine the best fit to represent the underlying failure distribution. The data were also fitted on the white book paper. The fitted plots were evaluated for goodness of FLT by correlation analysis. The analysis of the linear correlation has been found to be more significant for the exponential distribution. From the findings of data analysis, the study concluded that the failure pattern at machining centers best fits the exponential distribution as compared to the white book distribution. Lin et al., 2010, analyzed the field failure data from 14 horizontal machining centers, HMC, over 1 year collected from an engine machining plant in China. They used generalized linear mix model for analyzing the field failure data from the HMCs. From the findings, the Weibull 28 distribution is best fitted for the analysis of failure data for the HMCs. Dai et al., 2003, applied a type I sensor likelihood function to make the fitting of Weibull distribution of time between failures of machining center. They also used Hollander's goodness of fit test to prove that the time between failures follows a Weibull distribution. However, the authors failed to clearly clarify the type of machining center analyzed and also failed to mention whether the failure data corresponded to a single failure mode or mixed failures. Some researchers have suggested that before fitting failure data to a certain distribution, it is important to remove the statistical outliers from the data so as to improve the distributional fit. The box plot technique is a useful graphical procedure to identify the outliers present in the data. A box plot is a graphical measure of variability. Devo, 2007, lists the prominent features that box plots measure as measure of central tendency, measure of dispersion, measure of skewness, kurtosis, and identification of outliers. By definition, for the box plot, any observation further than 1.5 standard deviations from the interquartile range is a mild outlier. An outlier is extreme if it is more than 3 standard deviations from the interquartile range, and it is mild otherwise. Minitab is the most common computer packet used in the identification of outliers. Unfortunately, Minitab does not differentiate mild outliers from extreme outliers. Devo, 2007. While analyzing the failure manufacturing cells, Blehip, 2011, conducted the goodness of fit test by first removing both the mild and extreme outliers from the time between failure data and the results. The author went ahead to estimate the white book parameters of transfer lines using mentioned maximum likelihood estimation, MLE, procedure, Blehip, 2011. Kumar agrees with the author by asserting that the estimation of reliability distribution parameters can be achieved using techniques such as maximum likelihood method, Kumar S, 2008. Kumar performed a review on the application of proportional hazard model in reliability analysis before 1995, Kumar D, 1995. This method has been applied to compare the hazard rates of various types of values operating under different conditions in a nuclear power plant. Jardine and his co-workers applied the proportional hazard method for precise reliability prediction using oil analysis for aircraft engine, Jardine A. A, 1987. While analyzing time to repair, Blehip used the same procedure highlighted above in eliminating statistical outliers. In order to find a theoretical distribution for the time to repair data, the author suggested another approach. The approach entails comparing the skewness, the third 29. Standardized central moment and kurtzis, fourth standardized central moment, from the sample data to the skewness and kurtzis of known theoretical distributions. Seed, 2012, while analyzing the failure data of a Shearer machine concluded that the failure rate analysis shows that the failure rates of the hydraulic, haulage and electrical systems were decreasing, meanwhile, the failure rates of the water system, cutting arms and cable system were increasing. The failure data for the haulage and hydraulic system best fitted the white ball distribution, while that of the water system and electrical system best fitted the gamma and log normal distribution respectively, Seed, 2012. The possibility of a single machine's failure data following more than one distribution has also been researched extensively. The reliability distributions after a maintenance activity are usually different from those used before the maintenance activity. For example, Dazgal argued that the distribution function would change due to corrective maintenance. The author proposed an approach for reliability modeling using a semi-Markov chain model with a white ball with Monte Carlo distribution, Dazgal, 2000. The author concluded that a different reliability distribution is Mays-HPR. Reduction of failure rate depends on the system age and the number of preventive maintenances, Nat, 2000. 2008, while analyzing railway's failure data, suggested the white ball distribution should be used, S, 2008. The author attributed this to the fact that the white ball distribution it has the ability to provide reasonably accurate failure analysis and prediction with small sample size. Another important reason to use this distribution is because the white ball distribution is often used to represent the problems related to mechanical components such as aging, wear and degradation. Furthermore, the white ball distribution has no specific characteristic shape, and depending upon the values of the parameters in its reliability functions, it can adapt shape of many distributions. This great adaptability of white ball distribution results in accurate failure analysis and prediction. The author used Weibull ++6, Reliasoft, 2006, software in the estimation of the shape and scale parameters, Kumo S, 2008. Michael, 2000, while analyzing failure and repair data for flexible manufacturing systems, FMS, concluded that the Weibull distribution was found to be the best fit for all the equipment failure types with the exception of electrical failures, which were found to be best represented. Assume each time a corrective maintenance is performed. In addition to that, Nanshaw suggests that failure rate is reduced after each preventive maintenance action, and the degree of 30. With a log normal distribution. The author also used a chi-square goodness of fit test was used to test the fit of MTBF and MTTR, for each failure type, to theoretical distributions, Michael Vineyard, 2000. In many studies, the white ball distribution is used even before testing the data. For example, Nam modeled the reliability distributions of heavy-duty gas turbines and their parts using the white ball distributions. The author attributes the popularity of this distribution to the fact that it can be used to describe both increased failure rate and decreased failure rate as random variables. The other reason is that a logarithmic transformation of the white ball random variable produces a random variable that belongs to the location scale, which has several good features for statistical analysis, Gertzbach, 2000. However, Maturi argues that the white ball distribution is best suited for modeling failure data with an increasing failure rate, Maturi NP, 2010. Cristiano on the other hand asserts that the white ball distribution is commonly used because of its characteristics of easily adapting to the data and its direct relation with the physical state of the equipment, Cristiano, 2006. Nakagawa and Nakamura, 2007, also used the white ball distribution in the analysis of failure data, Nakagawa TN, 2007. Tam et al., 2006, applied the white ball distribution to model the lifetime of multi-component system in order to determine the optimal maintenance interval while Ferrer-Olti white ball model for failure data analysis. On production system in order to determine the optimum time of replacement stocks. Nakagawa, 2007, argues that the white ball distribution is often used to represent the problems related to mechanical component aging, wear and degradation, Nakagawa TN, 2007. Further literature reveals that many researchers agree with the assumption that the failure times have a white ball distribution and the repair times have a log normal distribution, Abmethi, 2000, Wiseman M, 2001. Wiseman asserts that about 85,195% of all failure data are adequately described with a white ball distribution, Wiseman M, 2001. The reasons are that the white ball distribution has the ability to provide reasonably accurate failure analysis with a small sample size, that it has no specific characteristic shape, and that, depending upon the values of the parameters, it can adapt the shape of many distributions. It is also known that the log normal distribution is widely used to model repair times. In addition to that, the author asserts that about 85,195% of all repair times are adequately described by a log normal distribution. This is due to the skewness of the log normal distribution, with a long tail to the right, provide a fitting. 31. Representation of the repair situation. In a typical repair situation, most repairs are completed in a small time interval, but in some cases repairs can take a much longer time, Wiseman M, 2001. Sometimes, the use of two-parameter white ball distribution is used in modeling failure data. Lin et al. 2010, while presenting a preventive maintenance policy that was formulated using a fuzzy reliability framework used two-parameter white ball distribution in the modeling of failure data, Lin, 2010. Once the parameters have been fitted to the candidate model, S, it is necessary to determine how well they fit the data. Tests that are commonly applied to data include the chi-square test, the Kolmogorov-Smirnov test, KS, and the Darling-Anderson test. The chi-square test involves comparing the number of data that fall into selected classes with the number that would be expected to fall in those classes from the assumed distribution, while the Kolmogorov-Smirnov test uses a comparison of the ranked value of the data with what the expected value of the ranks would be from the assumed distribution. 8, 2012, asserts that the Kolmogorov-Smirnov, KS, test is the best classical used for the validation and selection of the best fit distribution. Other than the above statistical tests, Mann, Schaefer and Singpour et al. 1974 developed a goodness of fit test for the white ball distribution. Many researchers have set some parameter estimation. They all concluded that before determining which distribution is the best for the available data, one must perform a trend analysis and serial correlation test to determine whether the data are independent and identically distributed, id, or not, Escher and Feingold, 1984, Olefsjoy and Kormer, 1992, Mdars, 2006, Biarolini, 2007. Some authors have also used the Laplace trend test and an utter correlation test for trend and serial correlation testing, J.I. Unsley and M.J. Phillips, 1994. Regarding the results of the trend analysis, if the assumption that the data is identically distributed is not valid, then classical statistical techniques for reliability analysis may not be appropriate. Therefore, a non-stationary model such as non-homogeneous Poisson process, NHPP, must be fitted, Kummer and Olefsjoy, 1992, Escher and Feingold, 1984. The presence of no trend and no serial correlation in failure data reveals that the data is independent and identically distributed, id, and therefore the classical statistical techniques are the best way for reliability modeling. However, it is not a must to fit failure and repair data in their respective distributions before conducting reliability and availability modeling. Amargit, 2011, used quality control and SPC charts in the analysis of failure and repair data. Data for mean downtime, MDT, and mean time. 32. To repair, MTTR, were used to evaluate the stability and capability of the repair processes for each pipe type. The analysis was completed through the use of control charts, operating characteristic, OC, curves, and process capability indices, Amargit Singh, 2011. In addition to that, some researchers assert that the use of probability theory in modeling failure and repair data does not give accurate results. For example, Wang, 2008, proposed a new method to compute optimal values of MTBF and MTTR based on GA. A knowledge-based interactive decision support system was developed to assist the designer's setup and to store component parameters during the intact design process of repairable series parallel system. Paramit. A. Wang, 2008. April 2, 2002 Other distrite. Other than the white ball, exponential, normal and log normal distributions, the triangular distribution is also used in the analysis of repair data. Much of a, while analyzing the repair data of a chemical industry, use the triangular distribution. He attributed this to the fact that the standard deviation was very high. P. 2010. The exponential distribution model is used to model the failure TIMI, I constant failure rate. This model is one of the important models for modeling the failure time of electric and electronic component or system, Eberlin, 1997. For instance, Tong et al., 2002, applied the exponential distribution for assessing performance of lifetime, failure rate, index of electronic component. The failure and repair data of load hall damper, LHD, was modeled by Samantha, 2004, using the exponential distribution. LHD a constant over time and statistically independent. B. Samantha, 2004. Therefore, the failure rates and repair rates for all the subsystems of the V. / or IOD is Eberlin, 1997, asserts that the normal and log-normal distributions models are widely used to model the failure time with increasing failure rate for fatigue and wear-out Lone Neher, Eberlin, 1997. In many cases, these distributions are used in modeling the failure time of the cutting tool. For example, Chobley and Adey, 1999, use the normal distribution to model the failure time of cutting tools. On the other hand, Jinkink and Keo, 1997, use the log-normal distribution to fit the failure time of the cutting tool for the purpose of determination that best replacement interval. 33. April 2, 2003 Statistical Techniques. 2, 4, 3, 1, Introduction. Developing certain statistical concepts is a prerequisite for performing maintenance activities. This section deals with essential reliability functions that affect maintenance decisions. Distributions can be either discrete or continuous. Discrete distributions are used when the parameter being examined can only assume a number of discrete values. Examples of discrete distributions are binomial, polynomial and Poisson distributions, Pintilone L, 2006. On the other hand, continuous distributions are used when the parameters being investigated can assume any infinite number of values. Examples of continuous distributions are the exponential, normal, log-normal, gamma, chi and Weibull distribution, Pintilone L, 2006. The statistical distributions that were used in the subsequent distribution in the modeling of failure and repair data included the Weibull, normal, log-normal, gamma and the exponential distribution. 2, 4, 3, 2, the Weibull distribution / after Walode 1. U. The Weibull distribution is named after Walode Weibull. In general, it models data by a function of the following form, Stefan's, A. The three parameters of a Weibull distribution S, the shape parameter, the location parameter, and the scale parameter. As the name suggests, the shape parameter determines the shape of the distribution. When less than 1, the Weibull distribution has a hyperbolic shape. When equals 1, the distribution becomes an exponential function. When more than 1, it is an unimodal function where skewness changes from left to right as the value of increases, Abernethy, 1996. Location parameter is normally provided by the manufacturer. By definition, the probability density function of the Weibull distribution is 0 for Ty. That is, there is no risk of failure. 34. Before, which is therefore termed as the location parameter or the failure-free period of the distribution, Stefan's, 2004. On the other hand, the hazard rate, H, T, of the Weibull distribution is of the following form, Abernethy, 1996, VV. The mean time between failures, MTBF, is the average time we expect components to fail. It is IVXVR. The mean time we expect a component to perform its design function after the time of installation. However, MTBF is only applicable to systems with repairable components. The mean time between failures finds its application in preventive and predictive maintenance planning. For the case of a Weibull distribution, the MTBF is given by 1. MTBF equals 1. 2, 4, 3, 3, the exponential distribution probability theory and statistics, the EXPONENTIA distribution, is a continuous probability distribution that describes the time between events independently and at a constant average rate. /4. The exponential distribution is the simplest and most widely used reliability distribution. Systems whose failures follow the exponential distribution X or constant failure rate. One implication of this is that, for systems operating in the constant failure rate region of their life cycle, planned preventative maintenance does not enhance the reliability of the system. The exponential distribution is the only continuous memory random, Barlow R.A., 1965. The PDF for an exponential distribution is given by the equation shown below, Kung La, 1977. Ft equals at. On the other hand, the CDF for an exponential distribution is given by the following equation, Madosage Liar, 2004, percent. /y. Ft equals 1, e. At. 35. Where is the hazard rate or the failure rate? 2, 4, 3, 4, the Nernst distribution. In probability theory, the normal, or Gaussian, distribution is a very commonly occurring continuous distribution that tells the probability of a number in some context falling between any two real numbers. Normal distributions are extremely important in statistics and are often used in the natural and social sciences for real-valued random variables whose distributions are not known, Spiegel, 1992. The normal distribution is immensely useful because of the central limit theorem, which states that, under mild conditions, the mean of many random variables independently drawn from the same distribution is distributed approximately normally, irrespective of the form of the original distribution. Physical quantities that are expected to be the sum of many independent processes, such as measurement errors, often have a distribution very close to the normal, Madosage Liar, 2004. XRS often have a. I is given by the FEL. BS4L. The PDF of the normal distribution is given by the following equation. 1, FRU. Fit equals. Cry 2 TT. Degrees are a. W. Wherein represents the sample mean and the standard deviation respectively. J. 2, 4, 3, 5, the log normal distribution. The log normal distribution is a probability distribution whose logarithm has a normal distribution. It is sometimes called the Galton distribution. The log normal distribution is applicable when the quantity of interest must be positive, since log x exists only when x is positive, e. Limprecht, 2001. The probability density function, PDF, of the log normal distribution is given by the equation below, Hsin, 1957. 36. M equals. LNT ROR 1. TFFV 2T. On the other hand, the cumulative density function, CDF, of the log normal distribution is given by the equation below, Hsin, 1957. Int, FT, equals. Where FT is the CDF, FT is the PDF, is the standard deviation and is the sample mean. 2.5 analysis EPC. May 2, 2001 Multicriteria Decision Making, MCDM. One of the most popular approaches for conflict management is Multicriteria Decision Making, MCDM. Multicriteria optimization is the process of determining the best feasible solution according to the established criteria, representing different effects. Multicriteria analysis, MCA, deals essentially with complex decisions that involve a large amount of information, a number of alternative outcomes and criteria to assess these outcomes. MCA techniques can be used to identify a single preferred option, to rank options, to shortlist a number of options for further investigation, or simply to distinguish acceptable from unacceptable alternatives. Practical problems are often characterized by several incommensurable and conflicting, competing, criteria, and there may be no solution satisfying all the criteria simultaneously. Therefore, the solution is a set of non-inferior solutions, or a compromise solution according to the decision-maker's preferences. A compromise solution for a problem with conflicting criteria can help the decision-makers to reach a final decision. The compromise solution is a feasible solution which is closest to the ideal, and a compromise means an agreement established by mutual concessions, Eprakovic and TZDNG, 2004. A performance matrix or consequence table is considered to be a standard feature of MCA. Each row describes an option and each column the performance of the options against each criterion. Criteria are established with respect to objectives or the overall objective of the exercise. Individual performance assessments may be expressed as numerical or bullet point scores or 37. Color coding may be used. The performance matrix may constitute the final product of an analysis or a further assessment of the extent to which objectives are met by the matrix entries may be required. May 2, 2002 Root Cause Analysis. Wilson et al. 1993 have defined the root cause analysis as an analytic tool that can be used to perform a comprehensive, system-based review of critical incidents. It includes the identification of the root and contributory factors, determination of risk reduction strategies, and development of action plans along with measurement strategies to evaluate the effectiveness of the plans. Due, 1991, and Sproul, 2001, state that identifying and eliminating root causes of any problem is of utmost importance. Root cause analysis, RCA, is a technique that conducts a full-blown analysis to identify the latent root causes of why any undesirable event occurred. It identifies necessary steps to eliminate the event in its entirety and prevent reoccurrence. RCA finds and corrects the causes of a problem, hence it is used where solutions are sought to stop problems from happening again. RCA is typically used as a reactive, meta-identifying event, S, causes, revealing problems and solving them. Analysis is done after an event has occurred. Insights in RCA may make it useful as a preemptive method. In that event, RCA can be used to forecast or predict probable events even before they occur. Root cause analysis, RCA, was firstly originated within the nuclear industry when accidents and incidents investigators discovered the need to go beyond the why it happened to accommodate a far wider scope of why it happened, thus providing space and room for real organizational learning. RCA thus facilitated an important way out of the shortages in abnormal occurrence investigations which were usually terminated in the past without the real cause of the malperformance, technical or human, being determined. According to Duggate, 2004, several root cause analysis tools have emerged from the literature as generic standards for identifying root causes. Some of them are the why-why analysis, multivariate analysis, cause and effect diagram, CED, the interrelationship diagram, and the current reality tree, CRT. He has added that the why-why analysis is the most simplistic root cause analysis tool where its current reality tree is used for possible failures of a system and 38. It is commonly used in the design stages of a project and works well to identify causal relationships. 2.6 Financial Tools. June 2, 2001 Net Present Value Analysis, NPV. NPV is used as finance to represent the sum of the present values, PVS, of the individual cash flows of the same entity, Nitzan and Bichel, 2009. In other words, it can be described as the difference MOMT between the sums of discounted cash inflows and cash outflows. It compares the present value of money today to the present value of money in the future, taking inflation and returns into account, Kahn, 2003. NPV compares the value of a dollar today to the value of the same dollar in the future, taking inflation and returns into account. If the NPV of a prospective project is positive, it should be accepted. However, if NPV is negative, the project should probably be rejected because cash flows will also be negative. On the other hand, an NPV of zero indicates that the investment would neither gain nor lose value for the firm, Lynn and Nigelingham, 2000. In maintenance, NPV has been used severally used in determining the most optimal solution. Muchere, 2010, while analyzing the NT alternatives in a chemical plant use the NPV. In the analysis, the yearly cash flow was calculated as the sum of the yearly maintenance cost savings from avoided failures and incremental contribution from additional production output. Product of variable. The incremental contribution is calculated as the product of variable margin and production. SR1. NPV equals output increase. The NPV was calculated as shown by the equation below, / plus 25 plus 1 hash equals 1. Where I is the investment, R is the additional production revenue, S is the maintenance saving, I is the interest rate and T is the time of the analysis. June 2, 2002 Simple Payback Analysis. Simple payback measures the time it takes for the energy savings to pay back the initial cost of the project. Usually, it is calculated by dividing the capital investment by the estimated energy saving, as shown by the equation below. 39. Capital investment. Payback equals energy saving. This measure is effective for establishing the time period required to recover your initial investment. It is simple to calculate but does not consider three very important factors, i.e. energy savings continue for the life of the equipment or project life, payback does not take into account the life of the equipment. A saved dollar is worth more than a risky one, payback does not allow comparison of the option with other investments. A dollar today is worth more than a dollar tomorrow, simple payback does not take the time value of money into account. The advantages of the simple payback analysis include, i. Simple to calculate. I. Easy to understand and explain. I. Provides a rough indicator of the associated risk, based on project length. However, the disadvantages of simple payback include, i. Too simplistic a measure on which to base decision. I. Does not take the life of the investment into account. I. Does not allow a comparison with, i. Other types of investments. If. Does not take the time value of money into account. 2.7 Conclusion of 4SV. From the literature review, it can be concluded that maintenance decision makers are usually faced by the following two important questions, i. When should maintenance be done? This determines the maintenance interval. Some of the maintenance intervals that are considered by the maintenance decision makers include, CM time, failure occurs at random times and thus cannot be predicted. Thus, corrective maintenance is done at random times. PM time, this can be scheduled / planned maintenance activities and thus they are deterministic. PM time can also be determined by the condition of the equipment according to the result of inspections and degradation or operation. 40. FAR. Control. Thus random PM can be carried out, based on condition monitoring. PM timing can also be influenced by other factors like production schedules where PM is carried out during changeover. Condition monitoring time is normally planned and therefore it is deterministic. What type of maintenance policy needs to be done? This determines the choice of the maintenance policies that trigger the maintenance actions. The maintenance policies considered in this section are IVA/based maintenance, FBM, this it is a purely reactive policy where TIVA maintenance, CM, is done only when the equipment fails. Time-based or use-based maintenance, TBM/UBM, this is our preventive policy where maintenance is carried out at specified time intervals. For UBM, intervals are measured in working hours while in TBM intervals are in calendar days. Condition-based maintenance, CBM, this is our predictive policy where PM is carried out whenever a given system parameter or condition approaches. There are so many distributions that can be used to model both failure and repair data. However, from the literature survey, it can be noted that the Whiteboard distribution best fits modeling of failure data while the log normal distribution best suits the modeling of repair data. K/V/41. 3 Chapter 3, Research Methodology. 3.1 Introduction. This chapter highlights the various methods and procedures that were adopted in conducting the study in order to answer the research questions and meet the research objectives. It is divided into the research design and experimental design. 3.2 Research Design. This thesis employs a case study approach. To meet the research objectives and answer the research questions, this research employed a mixture of different types of research. First of all, this research work can be classified as an exploratory study, where information was collected using literature and direct interviews to find out the relationship between the different maintenance key performance indicators, KPIs, at APC. In addition to that, this research can be classified as a deductive research was used to identify theories and the Theoretical Framework of Preventive Maintenance, Stewart, 1962. This research also adopted quantitative, Ishan and descriptive research designs to achieve the research objectives and provide answers to the research questions. To answer the first research question, quantitative research design was used, whereby statistical tools were used to process maintenance data and to information that was used decision-making, selection of the critical components. Furthermore, quantitative design was used to answer the second research question whereby classical VR model was used in identifying the optimal PM interval. Descriptive research design was employed in answering the third research question. Descriptive studies usually determine the frequency determining the occurrence of something or the relationship existing between two or more variables, Creswell, 2012. In this case, the relationship between production, downtime and cost was used in the financial evaluation of the suggested maintenance actions to be performed on the most critical component. Finally, this research can be seen as a longitudinal study. This is because all the data used in this case has been collected for a very long period, 36 months. 42. 3.3 data collection techniques. To understand the maintenance environment at APC, direct personal interviews, PI, were frequently administered to the key personnel in the maintenance department. PI method involves presentation of oral verbal stimuli and reply in terms of oral verbal responses. Some of the information that was gathered by this technique of data collection include nature of failures, challenges facing the maintenance department and suggestions of solutions to challenges facing the maintenance department. To answer all the three research questions, secondary data from the maintenance database at APC was USAWIT database consisted of two main data levels, i.e. daily operation and production reports, were recorded by shift supervisors. Mechanical maintenance reports were recorded by mechanical supervisors and repairman. The data collected and analyzed via the maintenance department included causes and quantification induction losses, outages, production output of availability maintenance, cost data maintenance data, PM and CM and if any failure data repair data. Root cause analysis data for failures. A. COIL. 3.4 data analysis techniques. To answer the first research question, a root cause analysis, RCA, was conducted. In order to determine the most critical plant, equipment and component PRO2 analysis, PAR, was used as a tool of RCA. Furthermore, multi-criterion decision-making, MCDM, was used in the selection of the key plant. With this method, each maintenance KPI was considered to be a selection criterion. The maintenance KPIs that were used included availability, MTTR, MTBF, downtime and the number of stoppages. In addition to the measures of central tendency such as the mean. 43. Were used in the identification of the most critical plants and machines. The measures of dispersion such as skewness, kurtosis, standard deviation and variance were also used. To answer the second research question, the failure and repair data from the database were used. Failure data was assumed to follow a Whiteboard distribution while repair data was assumed to follow the log normal distribution. EFIT computer package was used in the determination of the distribution's parameters. The data analysis procedure used in this study was adopted from COMA 1990, as shown in the figure 3.1 below. To answer the third research question, a scenario analysis was performed. The net present value, NPV, analysis was used in the determination of the most economical alternative. Furthermore, a regression analysis was performed with an objective of determining the relationship between production and downtime on the most critical component. Tables, pie charts and bar graphs plotted using Excel were used to present the data due to their strong visual representation of data. This is because they enable ease in the understandability, analysis and interpretation of the res. T apostrophe A. V. / 44. Non-homogeneous poison process. Is. Yes. J.S. There are or iodine. PETA is independent. Renewal process. Reliability analysis. 13S fitted distribution. Data collection and classification. Data is identically distributed. Parameters. Evaluation. Chronologically ordered TBFS. Branching poison process. Source, comma, 1990. Figure 3.1, the data analysis procedure. 3.5 summary of chapter 3. It is vital to opt for an appropriate research design, philosophy, approach, strategy and method as these are the base at which the whole study rests on. The success or failure of the research solely depends on selecting an appropriate research method and pertinent research tools. They should be in compliance with the subject matter. By picking the wrong research method or tool, a researcher can easily end up not meeting the research objectives and answering the research questions. Table 3.1 below summarizes the methodologies used per research question. 45. Table 3.1, a summary of the research methodology used in this study. Research methodology, research questions. Research question 1, research question 2, research question 3. Research design case study approach. Quantitative, correlation, longitudinal and descriptive quantitative, longitudinal, correlation, and descriptive quantitative, correlation, exploratory, longitudinal. Data collection CMMS data CMMS data CMMS data. Type of data availability, time to repair, time between failures, downtime and number of stoppages availability, O&M cost data, time to repair, time between failures, downtime and no. Of stoppages production, cost and downtime data. Data analysis tools and methods per to analysis, multi-criterion decision making and measure of central tendency Anderson-Darling test, distribution and a classical R model and measure of central tendency sensitivity analysis, regression analysis and NPV analysis T. Computer packages use Excel Excel and EFIT Excel. 46. 4 Chapter 4, Data Analysis and Results. 4.1 Introduction. In this chapter, the data collected is analyzed in order to determine the critical components and the most optimal PR timing. The critical plants, machines and components were identified using PRTO analysis and both the measures of dispersion and measures of central tendency. The maintenance KPIs that will be used in the identification of the critical machines includes availability, downtime, MTTR, MTBF and overall equipment effectiveness, OEE. VK. The data collected and analyzed from both production and maintenance departments included causes and quantification of production losses, outages, maintenance data, PM and CM interventions, failure data per equipment and per component, repair data, root cause analysis data, for PM and CM interdepartment and per KMP, OA. 4.2 Identification of critical plant. February 4, 2001 of availability criterion. At APC, the target of availability is 93%. However, this target is rarely met. Figure 4.1 below shows the average of availability of each production plant as compared to the target for 3 years, from June 2010 to May 2013. 4. 47. The average of availability. 100. 90. 80. 70. 60. 50. 40. 30. 20. 10. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. I.S. average I targeted. $9 and $9. Figure 4.1. The average A. I availability for TH. From figure 4.1 above, we can note that the raw M with low availability TED that the month, he different production lines are the most affected by the problem 81% respectively. It can further be not below the organization target of 93%, which have the average of availabilities of availability for the other plants for the last 36 ment. Mill 03 RM 01 and cement mill 4 06 CM 04 tie with the average of availability of 87% and lead of availability of most of the plants is cement mill 1 and the crusher, respectively, the average urged value. This can be attributed to a number of reasons: high number of breakdowns and failures, short mean time between stoppages, MTBS, long mean time to repair, MTTR, low maintenance effectiveness and unavailability of critical spare parts. For example, the raw mill has our highest contribution for the total stoppages, with 39.6%. This is followed by coal mill, cement mill 3 and cement mill 4 with total contribution to the number of stoppages of 13.36%, 12.89% and 12.82% respectively. Furthermore, it can be noted that there is no consistency pattern in the availability patterns for the different plants. This can be attributed to the randomness of failures that occur at ATC. 48. February 4, 2002 The number of stoppages criterion. The number of stoppages per year in each plant is very high. Table 4.1 below shows a summary of the average annual number of stoppages per plant for a period from June 2010 to May 2013, 36 months. Table 4.1, the average annual number of stoppages for the last 3 years. Plant no of stoppages percent contribution. 4.198, 3.760684. Coal mill 868, 16.48623. Raw mill 1918, 36.42925. Mill 1, 4, 221, 4.197531. Mi 113, 78 F 1.481481. Mill 4, 31, 4. 13.88414. Mill 5, 680, 12.91548. Packer 1, 27 QC 5.261159. Packer 2, 2475. 5.584046. Total 5,265.00. From table 4.1 above, we can note that the raw mill has the highest contribution to the number of stoppages, with 36.4%. This is followed by coal mill, cement mill 4 and cement mill 5 with total contribution to the number of stoppages of 16.4%, 13.3% and 12.5% respectively. A. Hours in E. The increase in the number of stoppages has led to an increase in the number of stop above aforementioned plants. Table 4.2 below shows a summary of the average annual stop hours per plant for the last 3 years. Table 4.2, a summary of the average annual downtime for the different plants. Plant average annual downtime percent contribution. Kiln 2750.28.273493. Coal mill 3068.19.229839. 49. Raw mill 3952.211.8895. Mill 1 6237.818.76532. Mill 3 8262.424.85598. Mill 4 3703.811.14223. Mill 5 2085.66.274161. Packer 1 1551.44.66714. Packer 2 1629.64.90235. Total 33241.1100. Basing on the down mill 4 and the raw mill, number of stoppages per year compared to the cement mill 3, 8,262 hours, cement mill 1, 6,237 hours, and cement mill 4, 3,701 hours. Perhaps this can be attributed. Most critical plants are the cement mill 3, cement mill 1. Cement is interesting to note that even though the raw mill has the highest, its average annual downtime, 3,952 hours, is much less as mill as compared to the other number of stoppages, because each average, cement mill 3 has a downtime per month, cement mill 3 has only 42.54 total time per month is actually downtime. The downtime tabulated in table 4.2 above can be AT&T. ST. F7.46Y. A shorter mean time to repair, MTTR, for the raw F, the kiln has the highest downtime with less is more time for a maintenance action. On rare month. Out of the total 720 hours it can be noted that 94% of the T factors. These factors slash I are grouped into various categories: production, engineering, mechanical, electrical, instrumentation, administration, KPLC, IT, sales, idling of machines, project and works. Table 4.3 below shows a summary of the different downtime ownership for a period of between June 2010 and May 2013, 36 months, at APC 50. Table 4.3, the summary of the annual downtime ownership for the last 3 years. Downtime ownership. Kiln. Coal. Mill. Raw. Mill. Mill. 1. Me 113. Mill. 4. Mill. 5. Packer. 1. Packer. 2. Total. Production. 699.8. 1,844. 1,118. 1,288. 5,576.8. 954.7. 478.3. 115.3. 105.9. 12,180.8. Engineering. 206.5. 146. 68.7. 328.8. 562.5. 582. 644.5. 2,539. Mechanical. 727.6. 74.7. 1,243. 761.6. 95.9. 886.2. 271.4. 47. 70.9. 4,178.3. Electrical. 231.5. 86.4. 275.7. 135.3. 122.7. 421. 82.3. 9.1. 29. 1,393. Projects. Admin. 1.6. 11.9. 4.7. 18.2. KPLC. 5.4. 4.8. 28.7. 51.3. F79.2. W. 99.6. 31.7. 65.2. 121.5. 28.3. 28.2. 561.4. Works. 971.2. 995.8. 28.9. 2,971.9. Mob. Sales. A. 1.5. 1.5. Instrumentation. 0. 3,875. 0. 2,382. 1,038. 510.5. 604.7. 637.6. 9,047.8. It. 53. 49.5. 102.5. Idle. To investigate the performance dynamics that led to downtime, further analysis on the root cause was carried out in Figure 4.2 below drawn. From Figure 4.2 below, we can note that during the last 3 years, production contributed 37% of the total downtime in all the plants, while sales contributed 27% of the downtime. Downtime due to production was high on all the mills, cement mills, coal mill and the raw mill, while downtime due to sales was high on the cement mills and the packaging plant. It is also interesting to note that instrumentation did not contribute anything towards the high number of downtime in any plant during the last 36 months. Mechanical and electrical had a downtime contribution of 13% and 4% respectively, while engineering had a downtime contribution of 8%. 112. 64. 176. 51. Downtime ownership. Idle. 0%. Instrumentation 0%. Production. Works. Mechanical. Engineering. Projects I electrical 0% I 4%. Administration 0%. Figure 4.2, the downtime. Of all the downtime owners a department, mechanical, electrical summary of the downtime ownership. Ownership. SAI only 4. 14 engineering and production. Figure 4.3 below shows our lip that is. Our categories are directly related to the maintenance. Red they are debt to the maintenance department. YL. Downtime ownership. Production. Engineering. Mechanic. Electrica. 52. Figure 4.3. Downtime ownership directly related to the maintenance department. By considering downtime ownership directly related to the maintenance department, it is worth noting that production has a contribution of 60% while mechanical, engineering and electrical have contributions of 21%, 12% and 7% respectively. A Pareto analysis reveals that only two factors contribute 81% of the total downtime due to maintenance. February 4, 2003 mean time between failures, MTBF, criterion. For mechanical, electrical, production and engineering failures, further analysis was carried out to determine their effect per plant. Using the 3 years failure data, the MTBF for the different plants was calculated and tabulated as shown in Table 4.4 below. Table 4.4, the relevant descriptive statistics for the MTBF, in hours, of the different plants. Descriptive. MU 13. MEAT 4. MEAT 5. PACA. PACA. Mean. 5.2785. 9,670. 11.1088. 27.7654. 87.3911. 37.5914. STD error. 1.2431. 15.4875. 1.9086. 5.7056. 50.6349. 12.0207. 7066. Median. 3.9418. 52.3111. 4. 30.0421. 26.6916. 27.1227. STD DEV. 4.12291. 51.3665. 9.7579. 18.9234. 167.937. 39.8683. Variance. 16.9983. 2638.52. 95.2180. 358.096. 28202.9. 1589.48. Kurbzis. 3.0137. 7.4207. 0.9094. 7.4701. 9.7840. 5.6335. Skunis. 1.8279. 2.5402. 0.6898. 2.5298. 3.0748. 2.1749. 13.415. 184.27. 26.6306. 20.17297. 43.96. 144.5. Using the information in Table 4.4 above, we can note that the raw mill is the plant that adversely suffers from the problem of shorter MTBF, with an average monthly MTBF of 5.2 hours. In essence, this means that the raw mill stops every 5.2 hours. It is followed by cement mill 3 and cement mill 4 with average MTBF of 7.9 and 11.1 hours respectively. The kiln and packer one are the only plants that have maximized their MTBF. However, their average MTBF is lower than the targeted value of at least 120 hours. 53. February 4, 2004 Mean time to repair, MTTR, criterion. Similarly, the repair data for the mechanical, electrical, production and engineering failures were further analysis to determine the MTTR per plant. Using the 3 years failure data, the MTTR for the different plants was calculated and tabulated as shown in Table 4.5 below. Table 4.25. The descriptive statistics for MTTR for the last 36 months. Descriptive raw milk kiln mil 1 mu 13 mil 4 milk fight packer 1 packer 2. Mean 15.154, 12.373, 23.216, 14.344, 2.361, 2.229, 1.956. STD error 1080, 5.254, 3.903, 15.909, 1.017, 0.541, 0.757, 0.629. Deviation 3.583 $7,428 12.945 52.766 3.373 1.797 2.513 2.086 Variance 12.844 303.754 167.597 2784.262 11.379 3.229 6.316 4.355 Kerbsus 2.909 2.492 T4 0.986 9.607 0.783 -1.483 -0.384 -0.895 Skunus 1.982 1,497 3.046 1.238 0.356 1.074 0.963 Range 10.677 56.098 36.778 178.45 10.660 4.830 7.066 5.530 Basing on the information in Table 4. Kiln, cement mill 4 and cement mill 1. Ahead. 5 above, the most critical plants are cement mill 3. The M analysis of MTTR shows that mill 3 is most affected by the problem of long MTTR. Averagely, every failure on mill 3 takes 23.16 hours to be restored back to normal. This is followed by the kiln and cement mill 4 of the average of 15.154 and 14.344 hours respectively. Even though the raw mill has the highest number of stoppages per month, it is interesting to note that each stoppage takes an average of hours to be restored back to normal operation. For maximum availability, the MTTR must be as kept to the minimum as possible. February 4, 2005 Multi-Criteria Decision Making, MCDM. Weights were given to each of the above factors affecting the selection of critical equipment by experts from the maintenance department at ATC. Then the criticality of each piece of equipment is decided on the basis of the sum of the weights. The ratings of 1 to 9 were used, 9 representing a high while 1 representing a low. Using the different ratings/weightings, the sum of the weights is as shown in Table 4.6 below. 54. Table 4.26. The sum of the weight factors for the different plants. Plant availability no of stoppages down to total ranking. Kiln 6, 2, 4, 12, 6. Coal mill 7, 9, 5, 21, 3. Raw mill 9, 8, 6, 23, 2. Mill 1, 3, 3, 7, 13, 5. Me 113, 4. 1, 3, 8, 7. Mill 4, 8, 7, 9, 24, 1. Mill 5, 6, 8, 19, 4. Packer 1, 2. 4, 2, 8, 7. Packer 2, I 5, 1, 7, 9. From Table 4.6 above, the most critical plant is cement mill 4, followed by the raw mill. After VET. Performing a MCDM, cement mill 4 was settled as the most critical equipment. Consequently, in the subsequent section, cement mill 4 was analyzed. 4.3 Identification of the erythrite. After identifying the most critical plant, on the most critical plant. Cement mill 4 is N components. Some of the key components that M shown in table 4.7 below. Table 4.27. The key components that make cement mill 4. Identify the most critical component made up of a number of components and sub. It mill 4 are summarized as. Code name of component. HP41 clinker hopper. WF41 clinker wave feeder. HP43 tough hopper. FM41 motor. PL41 cement pipeline. CM41 chamber. 55. PC41 pneumatic pump. FM42 motor. DV42 diverter. WF42 gypsum wave feeder. WF43 tough wave feeder. VC41 belt conveyor. BF42 V belts. BW41 filter. One of the major problems is of cement mill 4 is the high downtime. The annual downtime ownership, in hours, for cement mill 4 for the last 3 years is as shown in table 4.8 below. VNTIME own. 01-02-01-1-2011 halves. Table 4.28. The annual downtime. Earship, in hours, on cement mill 4. Downtime ownership. 2012-2013. Total. Percent contribution. Production. 503.6. 954.7. 385700. 37.56696. Engineering. 409.7. 102210. 9.955196. Mechanical. 301.7. 173720. 16.92023. Electrical. 169.7. 496.8. 108750. 10.59219. Project. 0.41687. 486.7. 630.8. 20.99834. KPLC. 1.943119. Works. 0.42661. 0.031168. Mob. ADM. 113.2. 1.149313. Total. 1,990.6. 4,572.6. 3,703.8. 10,267. From table 4.8 above, it can be noted that electrical, mechanical, production and sales have the highest contributions to the total downtime on cement mill 4. Together, the four factors contribute to 86% of the total downtime ownership on cement mill 4. 56. The average annual downtime per component on cement mill 4 is as shown in table 4.9 below. Table 4.29. Average annual downtime ownership by component, in hours. Component. Downtime ownership. Production mechanical electrical total. Percent contribution. Clinker hopper. 57.35. 90.13. 76.69. 224.17. 14.374388. Clinker. Feeder. Way. Tough hopper VV. 0.81. 48.88. 24.27. 73.96. 106.79. 247.09. 189.36. 543.24. 4.74251528. 34.8340184. Motor. V. 35.27. 38.56. 1.88. 2.47257151. Cement pipeline. 72.95. 72.95. UU, 63.58. 4.67775134. Chamber. 76.44. 23.94. 102.26. Pneumatic pump. Motor. Diverter. 33.22. 346.99. 7.06. Gypsum. Feeder. Way. 0.3. Key. 1.51. Tapway feeder. 1.98. Belt conveyor. 4.78. V-belts. 14.6. Filter. 3.33. 32.36. 32.72. 255 U. 11.94. W. I 81 31.33. 3.12%. 6.557187.83. 22.249937.5. 0.452703. 0.0968258. 2.0980941. 2.0089645. 1.1118871. 1.4158293. 0.21352861. Silo changeover. 9.64. 9.64. 0.61814288. Temperature sensor. 10.7. 16.44. 27.14. Q. Motion. Alarm. Detector. 0.21. 0.21. M. 0134. 29,022. 0.01346577. Gypsum hopper. 5.02. 5.02. 0.32189598. Using the information in Table 4.9 below, a Pareto plot was made in order to determine the most critical components on cement mill 4.57. SS. Figure 4.4. Average annual downtime ownership by component, in hours. Basing on the total downtime own, critical components on cement mill 4 are the TAF hopper hopper with the annual downtime ownership of 543,346 shown in figure 4.4 above. The three component hours every year. This means that the three compo, of 1.547 months. However, the TAF hopper is the most having the highest downtime, it also has the highest number of failures. Table 4.10 below shows some of the failure modes, causes and downtime contribution of components on TAF hopper. Nickel, electrical and production, the most are, the pneumatic pump and the clinker 224 hours respectively. This is as downtime adapt by 1114 have an annual downtime because other than. Table 4.210, reasons of failure of the TAF hopper. Downtime ownership failure downtime contribution, hours. Mechanical faulty crane 148. Failure of TRA 0630 pedestal 43. Bearing. Failure of the slewing shaft and roller 57. Failure of the girth gear pin 20. Breaking of the hoisting rope 7. Electrical faulty crane. Failure of the hoisting motor 17. Control voltage problem 5. Via failure of the thruster motor 12. Faulty control circuit 5. Slewing problem 22. Production blocking of the TAF hopper 106. From table 4.10 above, it can be noted that mechanical has the highest contribution of annual downtime on the TAF hopper, 275 hours. On the other hand, electrical and production have a downtime at 162 and 106 hours respectively. A Pareto plot was made as shown in figure. Using the information provided in Table 4.10 above. 4.5 below. 59. 250. 200. 150. 100. 50. / components downtime. Mil IKMM. Crane blockage slewing pedestal girth. Hoisting thruster control hoisting. Optat shaft bearing gear pin motor motor circuit rope. Hopper. Failure. Figure 425. TAF hopper's components downtime. From figure 4.5 above, it can be not out. Contribution to downtime, 249 hours. It can also be I noted T contributes 106 hours to downtime. Therefore, the RNFS apostrophe 1. As a result of the crane have the highest that the blockage of the TAF hopper is the chief cause of downtime. On Siemens Milk 4. 4.4 determination of the optimal PR interval. / SysWI. To gain some insights in the TAF hopper failure mode, life data analysis was carried out using EFID computer package, EFID, 2013. The point of interest was to establish whether it has increasing failure rate or random rate and its possible characteristic life. Table 4.11 below shows a summary of the maintenance KPIs on the TAF hopper during year 2012-2013. Table 4-11. Summary of some maintenance KPIs on the TAF hopper. Month total hours downtime running hours no. Op failures MTBF MTTR failure rate. July 744, 17.57, 726.43, 342.1, 433, 5.8, 5, 6, 6, 6, 7, 0.00, 40, 3, 2. 60. August 744, 0.4, 743.6, 1, 743.6, 0.4, 0.0, 0, 1, 3, 4, 4. Set 720, 97.8, 622.2, 6, 103.7, 16.3, 0.0, 0, 8, 3, 3, 3. Oct 744, 70.89, 673.11, 11, 61.1, 9, 1, 8, 2, 6.4, 4, 4, 5, 4, 5, 0.0, 1, 4, 7, 8, 5. NEV 720, 16.69, 703.31, 9, 78.1, 4, 5, 5, 6, 1.8, 5, 4, 4, 4, 4, 0.0125. GEG 744, 34.75, 709.25, 12, 59.1, 0, 4, 1, 7, 2.8, 9, 5, 8, 3, 3, 0.0, 1, 6, 1, 2, 9. Jan 744, 6.87, 737.13, 11, 67.0, 1, 1, 8, 2, 0.6, 2, 4, 5, 4, 5, 0.0, 1, 4, 7, 8, 5. Feb 672, 36.66, 635.34, 14, 45.3, 8, 1, 4, 3, 2.6, 1, 8, 5, 7, 1, 0.0, 2, 0, 8, 3, 3. March 744 I 4 73.09 670.91 16 41.93 1 8 8 4.5 6 8 1 2 5 0.0 2 1 5 0 5 April 720, 48.56, 671.44, 15, 44.7, 6, 2, 6, 7, 3.2, 3, 7, 3, 3, 3, 0.0, 2, 0, 8, 3, 3. May 744, 4, 66, 702.34, 16, 43.8, 9, 6, 2, 5, 2.6, 0, 3, 7, 5, 0.0, 2, 1, 5, 0, 5. June 720, 98.3 F 621.7, 20, 31.085, 4.915, 0.027778. Failure data analysis was carried out using the about 85,195% of all failure M, 2001. The reasons are that TL. Using Weibull distribution while the repair data analysis abution, Wiseman M, 2001. Wiseman asserts that described with a Weibull distribution, Wiseman-Igbull distribution has the ability to provide reasonably has no specific characteristic shape and an adapt the shape of many distributions. E total repair times. In addition to layer times are adequately described by a HELOG normal distribution with a long tail. Accurate failure analysis with a small st that, depending upon the values of the is also known that the log normal distribution is e that, the author asserts that about 85,195% of all log normal distribution. This is due to the skewness of th to the right, provide a fitting representation of the repair situation. In a typical repair situation, most repairs are completed in a small time interval, but in some cases repairs can take a much longer time. Wiseman M, 2001. Using the Anderson-Darling statistic test, the standard deviation and the mean for the log normal distribution for the repair data were found out to be 0.9633 and 1.076 respectively. Similarly, the beta value, shape parameter, for the Weibull distribution was found to be 1.5432, while the alpha value, scale parameter, was found out to be 292.361 days. Since the value of beta is greater than 1, it gives an indication that the tough hopper has an increasing failure rate. This means that the tough hopper is always in a deteriorating state. On the other hand, the mean, 61. Tough hopper life of 292 days may not indicate the equipment characteristic life, but just the Weibull mean for time to failure. Another reason why optimal PM scheduling was thought to be a solution is because the cost of CM on the tough hopper is much higher as compared to the cost of PM. The assumptions made during this analysis include, I. Failure data follows a Weibull distribution while repair data follows a log normal distribution. This is according to the Wiseman, 2001, analogy discussed above. The time required to perform a preventive maintenance action, TM, is constant and equal to 56.00. All months are assumed to be having 30 days. If, in both cases, the value of CP and CC was taken to be constant and it was basically a monthly arithmetic average. In the estimation of the optimal PM interval, the adjusted arm cost minimization model shown in the equation below is used. CFF, I. E cost FTDF, TTRF, TT, T plus TS for F. 0, 4. Where, CF is the cost of corrective M. 4K. Maintenance. CP is the cost of preventive maintenance. V. Backslash. FT is the cumulative density function of the failure data. TM is the time required to complete planned maintenance actions. TR is the time required for repairs. For a 2-parameter Weibull distribution, the probability density function, PDF, is given by the equation below. 62. FT can then be calculated by determining the cumulative values of FT. The calculated value of FT is related to RT, as shown by the equation below, JT equals FT. According to Pintilone, 2006, the integral part in the equation can be estimated using the Taylor series. By substituting the different values in the equation above, the monthly expected cost for the tough hopper is as shown in Table 4.12 below. Table 4.212, the expected monthly cost for the tough hopper. F costal 4670006930046700002260006600017066 673,296.2. 0.948749 867,191.4 46700226000874501 Q 46700226000880114 46700226000.0032 96,704 Basing on the assumptions made above, figure 4.6 shown below was plotted to estimate the variation of the monthly expected maintenance cost with time. The detailed representation of the hash monthly expected maintenance cost is in the appendix section. Using the information in table 4.12 above, figure 4.6 below was drawn. 9000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000 the monthly expected cost. From figure 4.6 above, we can note that the most at the end of the ninth month. This is because at the minimum point for the cement mills, the more PM interval for the tough hopper is at the expected maintenance cost per month is at a 4.5 maintenance actions on the critical component. From the failure data analysis, the tough hopper was found to be the least reliable equipment responsible of highest failures and downtime in the system. For maintenance and asset management, the tough hopper would be the obvious target for failure root cause analysis and reliability improvement. From the previous sections, majority of failures on the tough hopper can be contributed to the failures to the crane and the blockage of the tough hopper. It is also worth noting that a good proportion of the MTTR on cement mill 4 is actually not used to perform repairs. This can be attributed to the fact that cement mill 4 is located far away from the maintenance department, almost 50 meters away. On average, 10 minutes are taken to go to the maintenance store and pick the necessary tools and equipment to conduct any given maintenance action. 65. Table 4.13 below shows the delineation of the downtime on the tough hopper. Causes and possible solution. Downtime reason possible solution. Crane failure. Old crane replace the crane. Tough hopper blockage. Wet material ensure material is dry. Wrong design of the cone angle. Redesign the tough hopper. High time to repair maintenance department far from cement mill 4 toolbox option. Iron. Among the possible maintenance action alternatives for tough hopper reliability improvement included redesign of the tough hopper, replacement of the crane and toolbox option. May 4, 2001 option 1, replacement of the crane. Since 46%, 249 hours, of the total downtime on the tough hopper can be directly linked with failures on the crane, replacement of the crane is one of suggested options. The current crane on cement mill 4 is more than 30 years old. The capital expenditure for replacement of the crane is approximately 140 million shillings. The assumptions made during this analysis. I&M costs will remain the same after replacing the old crane. I. The time value of money is 9% per annum. The downtime, in hours, and the cement production, in tons, for cement M shown in figure 4.7 below. IL 4 are related as 66. 35,000.00 30,000.00 25,000.00 20,000.00 15,000.00 10,000.00 5,000.00 0.003 equals y equals minus 49.2 plus 35,374 r2 equals 0.8777. 0.00. 100.00. 200.00. 300.00. 400.00. 500.00. 600.00. 700.00. Downing out. Figure 427. The variation of prod. NTIME led to a reduction in cement production. The regression determination for the line of best fit are y equals minus 49.2x plus 35,374 and y is the production in tons and x is the downtime in hours slash. Basing on the downtime at the crane on cement mill 3, a newer crane, the downtime as a result of the crane failures will be reduced to 175 hours. This is because the average downtime as a result of the crane on cement mill 5 is 175 hours. This corresponds to the monthly downtime reduction by 6.244 hours, from 20.815 to 14.571. Action with the downtime for the last 3 years. As expected, an increase in down equation and the coefficient to death area R2 equals 0.8777, respectively. Where? Therefore, the corresponding increase in production will be calculated as shown below. Y equals 49.2x, 20.815, plus 35,374, 49.2x, 14.571, plus 35,374 equals 307 tons. With this option, 307 more tons are expected to be produced per month. This corresponds to an increase in production by 3,684 tons per annum. With the current retail price of a 50 kg bag of blue triangle cement being at 550 shillings, the company is expected to generate extra revenue of 33,770,000 shillings per annum. May 4, 2002 Option 2. Redesign of the Tough Hopper. Another reason that has led to the increase in the downtime on the Tough Hopper is the constant blockage of the Tough Hopper. During year 2012-2013, 67 failures were as a result of the blocking. 67. Of the Tough Hopper. This corresponds to an annual downtime of 106.55 hours. Good hopper design optimizes flow rate, allowing the most economical choice of a feeder. Improperly designed hoppers will substantially reduce feeder capacities and consequently, blocking of the hopper outlet. Another design reason that might have contributed to the blocking of the Tough Hopper is the inadequate emptying, usually occurs in funnel flow silos where the cone angle is insufficient to allow self-draining of the bulk solid. The last design shortage observed on the Tough Hopper is mechanical arching, characterized by traffic jam as a result of too many large particles competing for the small ones at the outlet. To solve the above problems, the cone angle of the Tough Hopper should be redesigned. The discharge rate should also be checked. Silo discharging devices such as slide valve, slide gate, rotary valve, vibrating bin bottoms and vibrating grate should be included in the design. Taking cement mill 5 as the benchmark, redesigning the Tough Hopper will reduce the annual downtime from 106 hours to 65 hours. The corresponding increase in production will be calculated as shown below. /VT. Y equals 49.2x 10612 plus 353 pounds 495012 f 35,374 equals 168 tons. With this option, 168 more tons are expected to be produced per month. This corresponds to an increase in production by 2,016 tons per annum. With the current retail price of a 50 kg bag of blue triangle cement being at 550 shillings, the company is expected to generate extra revenue of 22,176,000 shillings per annum. The capital expenditure for this option is 24 million shillings. May 4, 2003 Option 3. Toolbox option. It is worth noting that a good proportion of the MTTR on cement mill 4 is actually not used to perform repairs. This can be attributed to the fact that Cement Mill 4 is located far away from the maintenance department, almost 50 meters away. On average, 10 minutes are taken to go to the maintenance store and pick the necessary tools and equipment to conduct any given maintenance action. For the last 36 months, the TAF hopper has been experiencing an average of 11 failures per month. This translates to 110 minutes being wasted every month as a result of picking tools and spares. This option is aimed at reducing the time to repair, TTR, by ensuring that all the required tools and materials are in that plant or ready to use in case of a failure. Currently, some special tools are 68. Only available in workshop and time is lost traveling to the workshop during repair. The approximate cost of toolbox option is 10 million shillings with a potential saving of 110 minutes of repair time. The corresponding increase in production is given by the following equation, equals 49.2x, 45.25, plus 35,374, 49.2x, 43.41, plus 35,374 equals 90 tons. With the toolbox option, 90 more tons are expected to be produced per month. This corresponds to an increase in production by 1,080 tons per annum. With the current retail price of a 50 kg bag of blue triangle cement being at 550 shillings, the company is expected to generate extra revenue of 11,880,000 shillings per annum. May 4, 2004 Economic Evaluation of the Alternatives. Net Present Value, NPV, analysis was used to in the economic evaluation of the options suggested in the above section. The yearly cash flow was calculated as the sum of the yearly maintenance cost savings from avoided failures and incremental contribution from additional DFD production output. The incremental contribution is calculated as the product of variable margin by the equation below. If W, where I is the investment, R is the additional production revenue, S is the maintenance saving, I is the interest rate, approximated as 9%, based on the bank's rates of 5% and risk factor of 4, and production output increase. The NPV was calculated as shown by the equation below. NPV equals percent, and T is the time of the analysis. Table 4.13 below shows a summary of the details of the different improvement options. Q. Table 4.213. The economic details of the improvement options. Option investment cost, KSA, maintenance cost saving, KSA, output increase, tons, additional production revenue, KSH. 1,140,000,000, 16,000,000, 307, 33,000,000, 770,000. 2,24,000,000, 9,000,000, 600,000, 168, 22,000,000, 176,000. 3,10,000,000, 0, 90, 11,000,000, 880,000. 69. For easy comparison, the information in Table 4.13 above was used to plot Figure 4.8 below. Time, years. 5e plus 08. Figure 4.28. Investment analysis of the different options. From investment analysis in Figure 4.8 above, we grain has the least attractive NPV for a shorter term. We find out. Option 1, replacement of the investment cost involved in the purchasing and installation. NTEFRVALFQ, iron of a new CI. And be attributed to the high iron. However, for a longer time interval, T, option 1, replacement of the crane, has the most attractive NPV. On the other hand, for a shorter time interval, option 4 has the most attractive NPV. This can be attributed to the fact that the capital investment for this option is zero. However, for a longer time interval, this option has the least attractive NPV. However, it is cheaper and easier to implement this option, unlike the other alternatives where shutdown is required. Option 3, the toolbox option, demonstrates the potential of the small improvement initiatives and efforts, which eventually drives overall system continuous improvement. 2 5 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 Option 3. Minus 5, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0. Minus 1e plus 0, 8. 4.6 deductions from Chapter 4. From the analysis in Chapter 4, the following deductions can be made. 70. Cement mill 4 is the most critical plant. The TAF hopper is the most critical equipment. The TAF hopper's crane is the most critical component. The optimal PM interval for the most critical component is 9 months. For long-term organizational goals and objectives, the crane should be replaced while the TAF hopper should be redesigned. 71. 5 Chapter 5. Conclusion. 5.1 Review of Research Objectives. The objective of this research was to come up with an optimal PR timing whose objective is to minimize machine breakdown, maximize equipment availability and minimize the cost associated with maintenance. To achieve this objective, the critical plant, equipment and components were identified. The PR timing for the critical component was then determined using the classical R model. 5.2 Key Findings. Using MCDM, cement mill 4 was identified as the most critical plant. Narrowing down to the equipment level, the most critical equipment was identified as the TAF hopper. Furthermore, narrowing down to the component level, the most critical component was found out to be the crane. Therefore, to minimize downtime, maximize the availability, maximize productivity and consequently the profitability at APC, special attention should be placed on the TAF hopper's crane. It was found out that the most optimal TIM et about RYRPM on the critical component is after the end of the 9th month. Three alternatives concerning the maintenance actions on the critical component were suggested as means of minimizing the downtime: replace the crane, redesign the TAF hopper and the use of toolbox. For a longer time interval, the replacement and redesign options have the most attractive NPV. The replacement and design options have a potential of increasing the annual cement output by 307 and 168 tons respectively. This translates to an annual increase in revenue by 33,770,000 and 22,176,000 shillings respectively. Furthermore, it was noted that the toolbox option and the can be implemented in combination with the other two options because they require a small capital investment. 5.3 Recommendations. For long-term organizational goals and objectives, the TAF hopper should be redesigned. Even though this venture has a capital investment of 24 million shillings, it has the capability. 72. Minimizing the annual maintenance cost by 9,600,000 shillings and increasing the monthly output by 168 tons. Another option that the management should consider adopting is replacing the TAF hopper's crane. This is the most expensive option, 140 million shillings, but the most attractive, considering the NPV. In order to meet the organizational goal of 1.5 million metric tons of cement per annum, the PM interval should be reconsidered from the current 12 months to 9 months. PM, if well scheduled, can help the company in minimizing the number of breakdowns, maximizing the availability, reducing the risks and accidents, minimizing the maintenance costs, maximizing the productivity and consequently maximizing the profitability. This can in turn help in minimizing the customer's waiting time and chances of negative feedback reviews on the global and competitive market. 5.4 Future Works. This research was only limited to developing a PM model while taking into account the aging of the machines. External factors were not considered. For better results in future, a PM model should be developed that considers both the external and internal factors influencing PM decision making. External factors, covariates, are factors such as environmental effect, technology improvement, human skills and product types which contribute to the component failure, while the internal factor refers to the aging of the component, where it is usually measured in the unit of time. In addition to that, the age-based PM model used in this research is limited to cost and reliability attributes. To provide a more comprehensive view for decision makers, other attributes such as operability should be incorporated into the model. Furthermore, this research does not analyze maintenance supportability and it is assumed to be satisfactory. However, as maintenance supportability significantly affects systems downtime and availability, an extension of the study to incorporate maintenance supportability is essential. 5.5 Research Contributions. May 5, 2001 Contribution to Theory. Most researchers tend to use one maintenance KPI in the selection of critical components and equipments. However, this research has demonstrated how MCDM can be used for cases of conflicting criteria in the selection of a critical component. 73. May 5, 2002 Contribution to Practice. The study presented in this thesis can assist maintenance engineers and managers at APC in determining the most critical component that accounts for the highest downtime. Furthermore, it can help the management in predicting an accurate PM interval. This can help a lot in minimizing the maintenance cost and hence maximizing the profitability. Consequently, the competitiveness of APC on the local and global market will be enhanced. %%%+0%. 74. References. Abdelhamid, M. 2006. An Imperfect Maintenance Model with Block Replacements. Applied Stochastic Models and Data Analysis, Volume 3, No. 2, 63-272. Abernethy, R. 1996. The New IPL Handbook. Houston, Gulf Publishing Company. Abernethy, R. 2000. The New IPL Handbook. Houston, Gulf Publishing Company. Exaf, E. H., Jamali, M. A., and Aid A. D. D. 2007. An Integrated Production and Preventive. B. Samantha, B. S. 2004. Reliability Modeling and Performance Analysis of an LHD System in Mining. The Journal of the South African Institute of Mining and Metallurgy, 12, 2, 128. Barami Gasrich, M. K. P. 2000. The Constant Interval Replacement Model for Preventive Maintenance, A New Perspective. Int. J. Quality and Reliability Management, Volume 17, No. 8, 822-838. Edger, I. K. 2006. Improve Maintenance Implement and Exposition, pages 5-1. Organizational Behavior Through Strategic Total Productive. ESM International Mechanical Engineering Congress. A Balanced Scorecard Approach. 75. Blehip. 2011, 5-11. Reliability Availability of Manufacturing Cells and Transfer Lines. Alabama, Z. Megsdlew. Barlow, R. 1960. Optimal Preventive Maintenance Policies. Operational Research, Volume 8, 92-100. Bess, R. 2001. 6 Sigma to 5 Sigma. He Solutions, 33, 7, 28-33. Bell, J. 1999. Doing Your Research Project. Buckingham, OUP. Ben Dare, M. 1995. Maintenance and Quality, The Missing Link. Journal of Quality and Maintenance Engineering, 7, 1, 22-26. Blanchard, B. 2004. Logistics Engineering and Management, 6th ed. Pearson, Prentice Hill. Biarolini, A. 2007. RCDC MITY Engineering and Practice, 5th ed. Berlin, Springer. Bob, V. 2007. Experts Layouts Case for ROI of Maintenance. Plant Engineering, 72, 20, 61. Cavalcanti, C. F. 2010. A Preventive Maintenance Decision Model, based on Multi-Criteria Method Promov of the Second Integrated with Bayesian Approach. IMA Journal of Management Mathematics. Chambers, R. L. 2007. Analysis of Survey Data. Wiley. Nat J. 2000. Modeling repairable systems with failure rates that depend on age and maintenance. IEEE transactions on reliability, 72.1/566-570. Karonsk, CN 1997. A multi-criteria approach to TEH selection of preventive maintenance intervals. International Journal of Production Economics, 79.1/55-266. Chen, W. J. 2010. Minimizing completion time with maintenance schedule in a manufacturing system. Journal of Quality and Maintenance Engineering, 16.3/6-17. Chin, Y. H. 2006. Extended optimal age replacement policy with minimal repair of a system sub GCT to shocks. European Journal of Operational Research, 161-181. 76. Kim La, E. Z. 1977. Stochastic process for extrapolating concrete creep. Journal of the Engineering Mechanics Division, 705-1/1069-1088. Coetzee, J. 2004. Maintenance. Victoria, Trafford Publishing. Colombo, A. 1988. Systems Reliability Assessment. Proceedings of the ISPRA course held at the Escuela La Técnica Superior de Ingenieros Navales, pages 19-23. Madrid, Spain, Universidad Politécnica. Creswell, J. 2012. Educational Research. Planning, conducting, and evaluating quantitative and qualitative research. Upper Saddle River, NJ, Prentice Hall. Cristiano, A. V. 2006. Multicriterion Model of Preventive Maintenance. Brazilian Journal of Operations and Production Management, 71-86. NIT. Cross, J. 1988. Raising the Value of Maintenance in the Corporate Environment. Management Research News, 11-2. DJ Edwards, S.Y. 2001. Modeling the Magnitude of Plant Downtime, a Tool for Improving Plant Operations Management. Engineering Construction and Architectural Management, 8-3-14-25. Engineering Com. Degrees R.A. Daskal, D.I. 2000. A Realistic Approach of Reliability Modeling for Optimizing the I. Decker, R. 1996. Applications of Maintenance Optimization Models, a Review and Analysis. Reliability Engineering and System Safety, 51-229-240. Devor, J. L. 2007. Probability and Statistics for Engineering in the Sciences. Snegich Learning. Dunn, R. 1988. Maintenance Update, -88. Plant Engineering, /2, 8, 62-62. E. Limpert, 2001. Log Normal Distributions Across the Sciences, Keys and Clues. Biosciencer, 51, 5, 341-352. 77. Etty, M. O. 2006. Reducing the Cost of Preventive Maintenance, PM, through Adopting a Proactive Reliability-Focused Culture. Applied Energy, 55, 1, 1235-1248. Ferrer, R. 2009. A multi-criteria decision model to determine inspection intervals of condition monitoring, based on delay time analysis. Reliability Engineering and System Safety, 94, 1, 905-912. Bertzbach, I. 2000. Reliability Theory with Applications to Preventive Maintenance. Springer. George, M. 2002. Lean Six Sigma, Combining Six Sigma Quality with Lean Speed. New York, McGraw. 1002. Lee Hill. End, I. 1, 111. Glaser, G. 1969. Plan Replacement, Some Theory and Its Applications. Journal of Quality Technology, Volume 1, 110-119. 1101 KRMA Name E. Investigation. Journal of Manufacturing Technology Management, 77, 2, 144-167. Gomez, C.Y. 2006. performer entrainment practices in manufacturing firms, an empirical. Dolkrishnan, M.A. 1997. Maximizing the effectiveness of a preventive maintenance system, an adaptive modeling approach. Management Science, 43, 6, 827-840. Gotter, F. 1991. Equipment Planning for TPM. Portland, or Productivity Press. O.J. Hipkin, I. 2000. TQM and BPR, Lessons for Maintenance Management. Omega, the International Journal of Management Science, 27. Hera, M. 1987. The Unglamorous Game of Managing Maintenance. Business Horizons, 7, 1, 67. Wang, J. 1995. Optimal Preventive Replacement Intervals for the White Bull Life Distribution, Solution and Application. Proceeding Annual Reliability and Maintainability Symposium, pages 372-377. Washington, D.C., USA, Itripley. Fuey, E. 2006. The Interorganizational Relationship in a Multi-Contract Business Network. Journal of Quality and Maintenance Engineering, 72, 3, 252-266. 78. J.I. Unsley and M.J. Phillips, 1994. Practical Methods for Reliability Data Analysis. Oxford, Oxford Science Publications. Jardine, A.A. 1987. Application of White Bull Proportional Hazards Model to Aircraft and Marine Engine Failure Data. Quality and Reliability Engineering International, 5, 177-82. Jardine, A.T. 2006. Maintenance, Replacement and Reliability. Taylor and Francis. Jiang, R.J. 2006. Preventive Effect of Optimal Replacement Policies. Journal of Quality and Maintenance Engineering, 267-274. Jiang Kang, M. 1997. Economical Optimization of Tool Replacement Intervals. Integrated Manufacturing System, 59-62. Jones, J.V. 2006. Integrated Logistics Support Handbook, McGraw-Hill Professional. Techlogy. Wang, Y.S. 2008. A Knowledge Management System for Series Parallel Availability Optimization and Design. Expert Systems with Applications, 34, 1, 182-193. Ken, J.G. 2007. Age-dependent production planning and maintenance strategies in unreliable manufacturing systems with lost sale. European Journal of Operational Research, 408-420. Alefsjoy, B. 1992. Goodness of fit tests for the power or process based on the TTT plot. Itriki Transactions on Reliability, / 7, 1, 593-598. V. B. Comma, D. 1995. Proportional Hazards Modeling of Repairable Systems. Quality and Reliability Engineering International, 77, 1, 361-365. Comma, S. 2008. Parameter Estimation for Rail Degradation Model. International Journal of Performability Engineering. Lai, M. 2006. Optimal Periodic Replacement Policy for a Two-Unit System with Failure Rate Interaction. INT. J. Advances Manufacturing Technology, 367-371. Lapar, C. M. 2006. A Model for Preventive Maintenance Planning by Genetic Algorithms, Based in Cost and Reliability. Reliability Engineering and System Safety, 91, 2, 233-240. 79. Ledger, C.C. 1992. Nonparametric Age Replacement. Bootstrap Confidence Intervals for the Optimal Cost. Operational Research, / 0, 1, 1062-1077. Li, Y.L. 2010. Optimal Preventive Maintenance Policy Under Fuzzy Bayesian Reliability Assessment Environments. He Transactions, / 2, 10, 734-745. Mauer, D. O. 1995. Investment Under Uncertainty: The Case of Replacement Investment Decisions. Journal of Financial Quantitative Analysis, 20, 1, 581-605. Mirosarjalia, 4. Evaluating the Normal Distribution. Journal of Statistical Software, 77, 4. Meckel, J. 1965. Maintenance Policies for Stochastically Failing Equipment, A Survey. Management Science, 77, 1, 493-524. Ern. Au. Michael Vineyard, 2000. An Evaluation of Maintenance Policies for Flexible Manufacturing Systems, A Case Study. International Journal of Operations and Production Management, Percent Percent. Miyag, D. 1999. Matching the Promotion of Total Quality Control and Total Productive. Ring Phi. Ellens, 7, 2, 2, 4, 3, 2. Vu. Mdars, M. 2006. Risk Analysis in Engineering, Techniques, Tools, and Trend. Bokaretan, Maintenance, An Emerging Paradigm for Ilettering of Well-Balanced Manufacturers. Total Quality Management and Business Excellence, 7, 2, 243-247. Taylor and Francis. Muchery, N.P. 2010. Performance Modeling of Manufacturing Equipment, Results from an Industrial Case Study. Center for Industrial Management, Kettlewijk University Leuven. Nakagawa, T. 2009. A Summary of Maintenance Policies for a Finite Interval. Reliability Engineering and System Safety, 89-296. Nakagawa, T. N. 2007. Mtori Model with Application to Maintenance Policy. Industrial Engineering and Engineering Management, 654-656. Nubeck, K. 2004. Practical Reliability Analysis. Prentice Hall, New Jersey. 80. O'Connor, P. D. 2002. Practical Reliability Engineering, 4th ed. New York, John Wiley and Sons. Eck, S. 2005. An Analytical Model for the Optimization of Maintenance Profitability. International Journal of Productivity and Performance Management, 54, 2, 113-136. Pendy, M.D. 2007. The Influence of Temporal Uncertainty of Deterioration in Life Cycle Management of Structures. Structure and NFRASLRUCLUREE Engineering, 7, 1, 45-248. Pintilone, L6. Evaluating the Effectiveness of Maintenance Strategies. Journal of Quality and Maintenance Engineering, 72, 1, 7-20. NTENET. Maintainer Backslash. Pintilone, L. 2006. Maintenance Decision Making. Leuven, Eichverjaco. Quintner, R. O. 2002. INCRA. Assessing the Effectiveness and Cost Efficiency of Corrective Maintenance Using Relay Type Assignment. Journal of Quality and Maintenance Engineering, 5, 1, 42-61. / VT. Maruf, A. 1994. Improving Capital Producer Through Maintenance. International Journal of Operations and Production Management, 11, 7, 44-52. Q. Roman, P. D. 2000. Economies of Scale in Mining, Assessing Upper Bounds with Simulation. The Engineering Economist, 326-338. Salonen, A. 2011. Cost of Poor Maintenance. A Concept for Maintenance Performance Improvement. Journal of Quality and Maintenance Engineering, 17, 1. Sevza, M. 2005. Performance Analysis of an FMS Operating Under Different Failure Rates and Maintenance Policies. The International Journal of Flexible Manufacturing Systems, 229-249. Scarf, P. 1997. On the Application of Mathematical Models in Maintenance. European Journal of Operations Research, 99, 1, 493-517. Seed, H. H. 2012. Reliability Analysis of Drum Shear Machine at Mechanized Longwall Mines. Journal of Quality and Maintenance Engineering, 75, 1, 96-112. 81. Sharma, A.Y. 2011. A Literature Review and Future Perspectives on Maintenance Optimization. Journal of Quality and Maintenance Engineering, 17, 2, 5 to 25. Sismondo, S. 2009. An Introduction to Science and Technology Studies. John Wiley and Sons. Spiegel, M. R. 1992. Theory and Problems of Probability and Statistics. New York, McGraw-Hill. Stephens, M. P. 2004. Productivity and Reliability-Based Maintainer Management. New Jersey, Pearson Prentice Hall. Stewart, A. 1962. Basic Ideas of Scientific Sampling. New York, Hefner Publishing Company. Tajiri, M. 1992. TPM Implementation, A Japanese Approach. New York, McGraw-Hill Incorporated. Framework for Optimizing Maintenance Investment. Decision. Production Planning and Control. / 287-319. Tisco, J. 1992. Time Bomb or Profit Center? Industry Week, 2, 1, 52-57. Vineyard, M. G. 1999. Failure Rate Distributions for Flexible Manufacturing Systems, an Empirical Study. European Journal of Operational Research, 116-121. Vorster, M.D. 1990. Consequential Equipment Costs Associated with Lack of Availability and Downtime. Journal of Construction Engineering and Management S. 656-669. Vorster, M.S. 1987. Model for Retiring, Replacing, or Reassigning Construction Equipment. Journal of Construction Engineering and Management, 113, 125-137. 4, S. Wang, W.P. 2000. On the Application of a Model of Condition-Based Maintenance. Journal of the Operational Research Society, 57, 11, 12, 18-12-27. Wiseman M. 2001. Reliability Management and Maintenance Optimization. Basic Statistics and Economics, in Maintenance Excellence, Optimizing Equipment Life Cycle Decisions. New York, Marcel Decker Incorporated, 82. Kissing, Y.X. 2011. The Establishment of a Preventive Maintenance Period Optimum Model. Industrial Engineering and Engineering Management, 18th International Conference, pages 1169-1172. Chan Chun. Gim Ashina, H. 1995. Japanese Manufacturing Strategy and the Role of Total Productive Maintenance. Journal of Quality and Maintenance Engineering, 7, 1, 27-38. Yeza, J. W. 1999. Probability Distribution of Machining Center Failures. Reliability Engineering and System Safety. Yeshita, K. H. 1990. Training for TPM, a Manufacturing School Story. Portland, Productivity Press. 83. Appendices. Appendix 1. Determination of the parameters. Percent determination of the values of alpha and beta in a whiteboard distribution. Percent the monthly MTBF. MTBF equals 242.14, 743.6, 103.7, 61.2, 78.1, 59.1, 67.01, 45.3, 41.9, 44.8, 43.89, 31.08. Percent the frequency of the MTBF. B. F equals L1111111111% remove censoring from the data. AWX. C equals 0000000000% estimation of the confidence interval alpha equals 0.051 degrees. Palm hat, palm ka equals WBLFIT, MTBF, alpha, C, F. VLTAO. Determination of the parameters associated with the time to repair MTTR equals 5.85, 0.4, 16.3, 6.44, 1.85, 2.89, 0.62, 2.62, 4.57, 3.24, 2.61, 4.92. See you. Percent estimation of the mean and the standard deviation PALM hat equals LANFIT, MTTR. 84.